like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Esparto, California. Hello.
Larry King, my question is for Joe Allen. Joe Allen, from where you're sitting now, does it look like Larry paints his bald spot that Don and Mike show?
It's a very intelligent question, sir. I know Don and Mike, and of course, one of them fell out of the crib as a child, as I remember when they were in Washington. I think the other one pushed them. I think they know each other since childhood, but I don't have no idea what he's talking about. But a very good question, sir. It shows that you're really keen on things, and I'm glad you waited an hour to ask it. I have no idea what he's talking about.
Always hated those calls. Always hated the way they came in.
They're from Washington. You can doctor tapes.
You can doctor hair.
Bing, bang, boom, boom, bang, bing, boom, boom, bang.
I never liked those crazy there calls that would come in here, boy.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, they always called me with those terrible things to say there.
Sure, boy.
Yeah.
Why your favorite rape there, boy?
How's Ann Coulter and the faggot word?
Why do you favor rape?
Where's the faggot word one?
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
That always works.
Funny, that's funny. How's your friend Ann Coulter and the faggot word? What are you making at? Fight up.
There he is.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, there, boy.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, there.
Is there more Belgian there, boy? Sure, boy.
Yeah, there.
Are you still there?
Hello.
Yes, hi, you're on the air.
Hello. Yes, I'm not the same caller. I'm a new caller.
Hello, new caller.
Yeah, I heard the overlap there of the conversation. I realized you must be speaking.
Can you turn down your radio all the way, please?
I'm sorry?
Can you turn your radio off, please?
Can you turn down your radio off? Oh, yes.
You have to turn it off because we get this double feedback here.
I got it.
Hi there.
Hi. I'm so glad that you were calling for calm and people were calling with negativity and complaints, and you finally got someone that had a calming effect. A gentleman that grew his 40 avocado trees in his apartment. I thought that was... It just made me feel better to hear that. I'm so glad that you... Hello?
Yes, what about you?
Oh, about me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm calling because I reacted to your use of the word apartment. And I think you're absolutely correct about the apart part of apartment.
Uh-huh.
Because you're basically apart from the others that are around you, be it by walls and more often by the psychology. I often ride in the elevator in my own building, and everyone stares straight ahead like they're in a subway car.
Yeah.
And it, to me, it's very sad. Now, personally... Oh, excuse me, I just got a bit choked up. Personally, I belong to a group of like-minded people that are... We call ourselves Little Brains. We do that because we're big fans of Michael Mara's paint... Don Geronimo's Tasticles, and the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to join?
No, well, I don't know. Cancel that, would you? I don't know, but there should be a bleep in there.
There it is.
Here's another one.
Wildcard caller in New York, welcome to Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Good evening.
Yes.
I'd like to ask you a question along similar lines as the previous caller. I think it's a little bit of an arrogant presumption on your part when it comes to the relationship between quantum mechanics and the theories behind ass play, and for you to just say that the only intelligent life is on this planet, or that there is in fact intelligent life on this planet, proves that you have not paid close attention to the callers of the Don and Mike Show. And my question is, where's your craft detector now? I'll see. Right.
Yes, every once in a while we'll get one of those that come through.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
One more.
Now, you know, we don't have to pay phone calls.
Good morning, you're on the air.
Oh, for my goodness sake, let me turn down the radio. Oh, there's some sort of
Great accents.
Echo.
Echo.
Oh,
echo.
That was great. Let
yeah, there is an echo. I can hear that.
Yes, that was fascinating. I have to say my crap detector went off when that last person started saying someone's name on the radio.
Yeah, it's a shame we don't have a 7 second delay.
I just want to say I used to go to the club scene back in the... I started in the 70s.
Okay.
There were a couple of years where I just decided, you know, screw this, I'm going to stay home. So I would sit home and watch television. But then the 80s came along and it became fun again. And one type of club that you didn't mention is before it became very dirty to go to these places, you'd go to the place where people were dancing naked and peeing and throwing BM at each other.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It was a lot of fun, to tell you the truth, if you wore a plastic sheeting.
Wait a minute. What were the names of these places?
Oh, I don't remember. This is down in New York. But it was a lot of fun watching people exhibiting farfalotis at the blowhole. And there was a lot of times where I believe that many people should have joined the Joe Ardinger Taint Society of BM Eaters Anonymous. And do you ever listen to the Don and Mike show?
Actually, I do listen to Don and Mike. Let him go.
Good morning, you're on the air.
That's so funny because he mentioned Joe Ardinger, and I know exactly who he's talking about.
We just got slimed.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. What
about vagina?
What about it?
What glorious goo.
Starfight!
What do you do with an elderly woman?
Whoa,
yes,
indeed.
Yes.
Before I could say anything, he points me in the face. There's a group of people right next to my car. I think very, very bad of them. I think they're cowards.
A dumbass. Wow.
Oh, my goodness, it's like a pop-up.
But what is the
answer? I agree. Some of these tapes are just out of sequence.
If I was any happier, my pants would be wet.
There, that's...
Wow. Our top winner in the showcase is Gay.
Yeah.
You know...
Just a bunch of white trash.
Welcome back to the show.
If it's human waste, save some for me.
Here's Big Ass.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and
Welcome back, and hi.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Don and Mike show, and it's Tuesday.
Is it?
Now that our phone number's same as it was yesterday, 877-365-3636. Well, today's show will be dedicated to the widow Falwell.
Yeah, that's the only thing we can do. Yeah, we're all still... digesting the news.
The thing about Jerry Falwell is he never did the over-the-top stuff like the Johnny Swagman or Ernest Angley or the Pass the Loot Club.
Nobody was always there. And he did give us the moral majority.
Now, is he as nutty as Pat Robertson?
No.
Is he one of those... So Falwell's not one of those guys that claims...
Some would say that he might be as nutty as Pat Robertson, but I think he was a little more politically savvy than Pat Robertson.
When I said that, I meant, is he one of these guys that says God has talked to him?
Well, I'm sure he's, he's a minister, down there at Liberty University, but I think that the thing that he did the most, he was more... plugged in politically. You could say Pat Robertson was too because he ran for president. Mm-hmm. But Jerry Falwell never did a lot of that pass the loot stuff that a lot of them did.
That's too bad. I like that show, put your hands to the radio and then feel the radio.
Ernest Angley.
The power of Christ heals you. And then you fall backwards when he taps you on the forehead.
And the greatest, of course, Jimmy Swagger. Right.
I have sinned against you. I beg you. Forgive me.
And that's when he got caught, I think, with porn.
And Oral Roberts.
Yes.
Do you remember? If
we had a personal relationship, not with God, but with Oral Roberts.
If he didn't garner a certain amount of money by donations,
right.
he announced that God was going to take him away.
And we actually went down to Tulsa, did a live broadcast on the day that God was going to call him home.
Waiting for him to die.
And you jumped on a car.
Just waiting.
I'll never forget that.
Oh,
a Pontiac 3000. Not that I remember details. It was a special moment, though.
God told me to. Mom.
God told you to jump on the hood of the Pontiac 3000 and put a dent in it.
He said it would break the monotony.
And that's when we went to a little establishment also known as the stable. And you got, on our way there, I believe that we were almost attacked by a canine unit in a police car. These are the type of things that I remember.
Welcome to Oklahoma.
I do remember.
Remember that night?
We went to a strip club that night.
The stable.
Our first night, our only night in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
It was amateur night at the stable.
Oh, my.
You are.
I don't know how I remember these details. Well, I told you, I don't remember college roommates I had, but I remember details like this.
You're right.
And on the way, we were lost, as we were often wont to do. And I believe you were driving. Of course you were driving.
Of course
you were always driving.
Of course I was.
You always insisted on driving.
I'm Batman. Of course I'm driving.
I have to ask, what's amateur night at a strip club in Tulsa like?
As I recall, pretty goddamn good.
It was actually a solid performance.
Really?
It was like...
we enjoyed ourselves.
It was almost like something that you would imagine that it would be, like girls in short shorts. Right.
Well, that part of the country, there's some talent.
How many years ago was that as well, Mike?
A million years ago. And the talent down there was actually good. You know, it's that whole Texas, Oklahoma, corn-fed, as Don said, corn-fed girls thing.
Right.
It was great.
Right, we were lost, obviously going like 1 mile an hour through downtown Tulsa. Uh-huh.
We pulled into, I believe it was a convenience store parking lot, and I saw an officer, and we hadn't had any adult beverages, so I thought it was appropriate to go up and ask the officer where this particular establishment was. And when I approached the window, an extraordinarily large German Shepherd began to salivate and howl and lunge at the window, and I was afeard.
No wonder
I was quite afeard.
Yeah, of course you remember that. Yeah.
And now looking back in retrospect, of course, why wouldn't we ask a cop? You know, when we're two stray DJs
law-abiding
on the town in Tulsa, how do we get to the local strip club with amateur night?
Oh, he gave us directions.
Oh, he gave us great directions.
He gave us perfect directions. We got right there.
Yeah.
So then that morning, we didn't really have a license to broadcast anywhere on Oral Roberts University property.
Right.
So we ended up getting kicked out of City of Mercy Hospital.
City of Faith.
And it was real funny because everybody we would walk up to, this was back before the era of, you know, do we have your permission, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
We just walk up to people with a microphone and say, hey, we're on the air. You're a security guy here. You have any idea what time Oral Roberts is going to be checking out today?
And we actually went into the City of Faith Hospital and we made the discovery that all the rooms were empty.
Wow.
All the rooms that he was begging for on his little telephones. They were all empty, and then they kicked us off the campus. Then we went across the street and started broadcasting from the hotel. The hotel said we couldn't broadcast because that was also Oral Roberts' property.
Of course.
So then, and again, this is before cell phones, we got in the car and we drove to a payphone.
Right.
Where we tried to continue the show via payphone for a while.
And we, I think we stayed on the air for a good long time.
And anyway, the stomping of the car happened somewhere between there and the airport.
I remember I was looking down from the hotel room at you, and you were on the hood of the car, and you had your arms up, and you were jumping up and down. It was you were doing
happy
a dance. You were dancing on the
I
car.
Was happy. I was talking to my maker.
It was delightful to
watch. DJ.
I was mad at God. He did not call Oral Roberts home that day.
No, we ended up going back to Washington from Tulsa, and nothing had happened.
Nope. And now this Falwell guy has croaked.
He has.
And I'm sad because he's not one of the preachers that I thought he was. So
moral majority. If you ever want to know about Jerry Falwell, that was the moral majority.
So blah, blah. Before we start our critique of 24, which I think will probably be a short one. I don't know about you guys, but I'm really, really
done
burning out on that show. It's like, God, is anything going to happen? If not for the fact that you do that killer impression of the vice president, I don't know if I'd be watching that.
I'm not sure I want to discuss it now. I'm hurting. Can't you see that? Can't you see that I'm hurting, that she's now clinging to life? Because she attacked her lover. Well, she attacked me. And then I tried to lie to the Russian president. When I lied to the Russian president, he called my bluff. I just want you to know, Mr. President, we have secured the computer chip or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah.
And all's right with... What do you mean you had your agent under surveillance, boy?
It is not a good idea to lie to Moose and squirm Mr. Vice President.
Well, I guess we got quite a conundrum here, don't we?
And also, please to be excusing the gigantic advertisement for Cisco behind me. And please also ignore that in the next commercial segment, we will be playing a commercial for Cisco.
Yeah, it's one giant conspiracy. But boy, can I tell you what I did enjoy?
What's that?
My close-ups.
Sure, well, we all...
Oh, did my close-ups look good. Yeah, you could see every nook and cranny on my face. All those little pinpricks. All those tiny little pinpricks where they used to be pimples.
All of our TV shows letting us down.
I know.
Mike, here's something before we start all of that, though.
Yes.
I know what gets you going, what gets your juices flowing, gets
you know
your creative
me well.
Juices going.
You know me well.
It's a hot button for Mike.
Okay.
There's a, maybe you've seen this teased on the news. Virtually every station is done at the worst cities for road rage.
Yes.
And
every year I think they do this.
Right. And,
I bet you I know.
Well, no, but they're way up there. I think you'd be very surprised.
I'd be surprised at number one.
Oh, no. It's just, by the sheer volume, the size of the cities.
Okay.
Let me say, in the top 10, there is one city that truly, as far as population goes, does not belong with the big boys.
In a word.
But they've got a lot of road rage with their small amount of traffic.
They do. The number one worst city for road rage is Miami-Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
Yeah. Number two is New York City, our largest city.
Yeah.
Number three is Boston, huge city.
Yeah, tough to drive in that city.
Number four, Los Angeles.
Yeah, sure. That follows.
Number five, right here, our nation's capital, Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Number six, Phoenix, Arizona.
Crowded.
Number seven, Chicago.
All the biggies are there.
Number eight, Sacramento.
Yeah!
All
right.
Congratulations.
Yeah!
Sacramento. Good work.
I don't understand because people there aren't angry.
They beat out Philadelphia.
Wow.
That's saying something.
They beat out, and we've been to somebody, we've been to Philadelphia. They beat out Houston.
Houston!
Mike, they beat out Atlanta. They beat out Detroit.
Incredible.
They beat out Cleveland. They beat out Dallas. You're talking about major cities, major hubs in this country,
yeah.
A population with angry people. Sacramento is the Goliath to these Davids.
All trying to...
They're the Davids and the Goliath.
Right.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
All
backwards.
Trying to bring us a better tomato and a better stalk of asparagus. Mm-hmm.
Can you hear it?
What?
They're dialing right now.
Yeah, they're calling
right
now.
They're so excited that they're on a list of bad things.
But they do so. When they have their road rage, they smile because they love the conflict.
They smile afterwards.
Yes.
First they shake their fist, then they smile.
You got to notice it because you would think just by pure math.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Philadelphia, for instance.
An unhappy city.
Very angry city.
There's about, 5-6 million people that live in Philadelphia.
And anybody that's watched a Philadelphia game on TV, an Eagles game, they're angry people. They have a jail in the stadium.
But look at it just from the sheer numbers standpoint, Mike. You've got 5-6 million people that live in Philadelphia. Tops, if you count all of the surrounding areas, you've got 1 million people in Sacramento.
Well, are you ready to make? Are you ready to color me guilty right now?
So there's 6 times more people in Philadelphia, yet there's more road rage in Sacramento, which
That's
means
right.
you're getting more out of each citizen in Sacramento, mm-hmm. and I'm sure they all listen to the show.
Are you ready for the potential of an electronic malfunction?
Yes.
Here we go. All right. I wonder why there would be more road rage than anywhere else in Sacramento. Thank you. We're here all week.
You've
Thank you very much. Good night, everybody.
Now, whenever you make a call, you're going to hear that. Will you please hang up and try your call again later?
Old circuits are
busy. Why are travelers in Sacramento more angry than anywhere else in the country?
They're all trying to get out, Mike.
And are they unfair? Are they being unfairly treated? Do they have significant rush hours?
Why must you tease them?
And I don't know why.
Are they angry that their team is going to Las Vegas?
I'm participating, too. I'm sorry, Sacramento. I don't know why you're our bitch. I really don't know.
Thank you, Rob.
I'll try to start.
You've always had a soft spot in your heart for Sacramento.
Well, look at them. Look at their overachievers, for goodness sake. That's a, you know, with no offense to Sacramento, these are all major league cities.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's like a minor league city, a mid-major city.
They're right up there.
Jump it up.
Yeah. Small in stature, large in bitterness.
Ah, let's put it on a sports scale for you. It's like a triple-A college team beating the University of Nebraska. It's like a junior college team,
yeah,
right, beating the University of Nebraska.
And grinning that stupid grin when they do it.
It's like a school for special kids,
yeah,
winning a baseball game against the New York Yankees.
They love their anger. Now, this is statistical, is it not?
Oh, yes, it is.
This is incidents
proof
of documented police,
yes,
report road rage.
Yes.
Proof.
That means it's 6 times less pleasant Sacramento than anywhere else.
And they embrace that.
Pleasant.
Oh, they do.
Their state motto, I don't know the Latin for it, but it means from anger comes joy.
I remember.
Schadenfreude.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Howdy, what's up?
Not much. I just wanted to call and say that the survey's right on. I'm calling from Modesto, and some guy just cut me off, and I threw a full 32-ounce soda at his car.
You know, not really a smart thing to do. Don't they prosecute people for that now?
Yeah, yeah, they do, definitely.
I mean, wasn't there a giant case here in D.C. where a lady threw a giant Coke from McDonald's out the window of a car?
They prosecute everywhere except Sacramento.
A projectile.
Actually, they prosecute in Sacramento. You have to flee to Modesto.
Modesto, Mike.
Modesto, California.
Modesto, California.
And did you hear the joy?
I just threw a 33-ounce soda out the window.
See? I got cut off and...
Well, you could have killed somebody.
Nah. Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello, what's up?
Hey, hello, fellas.
Hi there.
I actually wanted to talk about 24.
All right, sure. Go ahead.
Don, I know you don't watch the previews for the next week, but it seems that there might be a problem with Chloe.
Like
they showed previews of Chloe on the floor and that guy next to her.
Do you need a moment to get that? Do you need a moment to get that snot bubble?
Can we get you a tissue?
What was that sound? Were you drooling?
I was getting my ribs. They fell on the floor.
You're grabbing some ribs?
Yeah.
How much for a rib?
$5.50.
Force them in my hand.
For 50 cents.
Yeah. In my hand.
You have change for 100?
I am hungry.
Yeah.
Do you even know what we're talking about?
Chris Rock.
Oh,
very good.
You may continue.
I tell you, if you're not eating ribs, you're sure making a good show of it. It really sounds like you are.
What kind of ribs are you enjoying?
They're Mexican ribs.
Mexican ribs?
Yeah.
So that's true. I was in a restaurant over the weekend that had Mexican ribs.
Are they human or animal?
A little of both.
What kind of sauce?
Real hot sauce.
Picante.
Blood.
A little bit of that, too.
Blood sauce.
Yeah, all right, so you're enjoying your ribs.
And Chloe's on the floor in the next episode.
Yeah. Oh, and speaking of Chloe, I can do without Morris being a hero. I mean, right? Did you see him last night?
Yeah.
Fighting the bad guys?
Yeah, Morris got that guy in a headlock, and he would not let go.
Right? Yeah. Okay, good.
But I sure like seeing, what's her name? The little Arab sassy one.
I know.
What's her name?
Nadia?
Nadia. Nadia switched. Did you see when she got blood? Because Jack blew the guy away that was, like, wrestling with her.
Yeah.
She got blood on her white blouse, so she had to change into a turtleneck. Oh, Nadia. Come to me, Nadia. You don't share my love of Nadia.
No, and it's not just that. It's the whole, you know, I'm just burning out. It's like, boy, it's really petering out. It's like a bad 4th of July fireworks.
First half was good, but then they solved it, when he was yelling for Chang.
Right.
Chang! And is that the dude from Wayne's World? Have we discussed that before? That actor. Is he the guy that plays the chick's daughter in Wayne's World 2, or the chick's father, rather, the daughter of Wayne Campbell's girlfriend?
He might have.
Remember when he walks in and he says, Wayne, you cannot date my daughter. And he says,
no, that's not the same guy.
We will handle this with martial arts.
No, I think that's a different Asian actor.
We have not discussed that. We discussed whether or not he was the maitre d' in the Seinfeld episode, and we discovered that he's not. The one that says,
I think the actor that plays the father of... Wayne's girlfriend is a thinner guy, is actually more of a tiny guy.
Well, I had just seen Wayne's World, too. Have you noticed they've been running it a lot on the High Def channel?
You are so lucky.
Well, you get the channel, too. You're lucky,
No,
too.
You're just lucky that you watched it.
Your brain's got the shell.
I know.
I think it's the same guy.
Dude, really?
I think it is.
Didn't we get his name? Didn't we get the actor's name that plays Chang?
It was not the guy from Hawaii 5-0.
Right.
Cam Fong.
Cam Fong is Jin Ho.
Now I've memorized it.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Hello. How you guys doing today?
We're doing great, thank you.
Hey, I was just going to let you guys know that it is that bad in Sacramento, and it's gotten to a point that I carry an actual paintball gun with me.
Right. An actual paintball gun.
Here's another informed motorist calling from Sacramento.
Uh-huh.
Son, in what occasion do you think you might have to whip out that paint gun, which I think I speak for everyone? Really, a really dumb idea.
Oh, an absolutely insane idea.
You know, you're just asking for a cop to come over and lock your ass up.
Not to mention, you could kill somebody.
Well,
but in what circumstance would you use the paint gun that you carry with you?
When there's somebody who's trying to get angry with me or trying to run me over or trying to cut me off.
Do you shoot paintballs before or after they throw the soda at you?
I'd like to say before we get all the calls that paintball guns don't kill people. Paintballs do.
Yes. The paintballs themselves.
The paintballs. The evil paintballs.
And the women of Sacramento are hot as paintballs.
Hot.
With finger paint.
Paint them hot red.
Spray paint?
I was thinking like a nice
Peter Max poster.
Candy apple red with that, that sparkle red.
Yeah.
That you
yeah.
see, like, on a nice motorcycle.
May cause irritation.
No lead.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
My lord, my lady.
Hi there.
Hey, sorry for being Mr. Yesterday, but I work for Coca-Cola, and I did some investigation today, and I might be able to get you your vanilla Coke.
Oh, well, listen, thank you, my friend. I've decided to go with the greater good. Coca-Cola has decided they're discontinuing the product. I'll live. I'll make it through with Diet Cherry Coke.
You know what I think you ought to drink?
I know. It's very brave of me, Rob.
You ought to drink vitamin water.
I think you want to eat a booger.
Okay.
Did you say?
I wasn't being.
Haven't you seen that fabulous new commercial for vitamin water?
You just ate a booger.
Haven't you seen it? Well, you know, there's certain things I can do on command.
I know. I only threw it out because I didn't know what else to say.
Vitamin water's got that great new commercial with David Ortiz. Have you seen it?
Yes, I have.
Where he's playing Batman?
Yeah.
And he hits it so hard that it goes in the guy's leg. It was.
That's why you like the water.
Yes.
Right.
My kids drink it, too.
I see. I thought you were talking about the Coca-Cola that they're trying to sell with vitamins.
No.
Yeah, that too.
No. This is just because it had a good commercial.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I know the name of the Asian actor from Wayne's World 2.
Yes.
I think it's... Pant gas from gas is
doing
it.
Get out of here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, howdy. What's up, honey?
About 24, the whole thing with the POA blonde assistant to the vice president, that whole plot last night, they did the exact same thing in the first series where there was some chick that was David Palmer's assistant.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Why are you dissing my girlfriend? She's a great POA. Why can't you just leave it at that?
And didn't they go out of their way again to say last night with the lady that we had on the show, whatever her name
Karen
is? Her character said to the vice president, don't feel bad about it. You're two single people.
Yes, no. We are.
You're two single people.
No. And now that I've fired your husband, Karen Hayes, I want to do you. Especially when you're coming into the Oval Office with those plunging neckline. You see how far she had her third button undone.
Like, she's an actress, please. Don't speak of her as if she's a sex object.
Well, who am I going to do, my little elfin assistant? Screwed up the surveillance.
I think her name is Susan Miller. Is that her name?
Susan Miller.
Lisa
Miller.
Lisa Miller. Is that the blonde's name?
I think yes. So.
Lisa Miller.
And she got her own box at the beginning of the show this week.
She got her own box. And isn't she really like a low-rent Gwyneth Paltrow?
Now you're making me angry.
I think so. Like an ugly Helen Hunt.
What you trying to stir up this stew for?
Although I've seen a recent picture of Helen Hunt.
Yeah. You take Lisa Miller?
Fugly is how I would describe poor Helen Hunt.
Yeah, you know what we say in Hollywood, Don.
What do you say, Powers?
All the Powers Booth people say this. Time ain't been kind. Time ain't been kind, old Helen Hunt. But Paul Reiser ain't doing too well either. Where's he been? A few comedy clubs, boy. A few lousy comedy clubs.
That's right. Thank you for the call. You still there?
Yeah, I'm still there.
Okay.
Bye!
Oh, God damn it.
What's wrong?
Oxygen ain't getting to her brain.
Yeah, I don't think I've been. I know I'm all over the place, but about TV. Paul Reiser, Helen Hunt made me think. Mad About You
right.
made me think. King of Queens.
Sure, why not?
Two pretty crappy shows that both kind of went out with a whimper. Did anybody watch the Lisa Remedy show last
Rob
night?
Rob did.
Every phrase.
What happened, Robbie?
I was right. It was a Chinese baby.
They didn't adopt a monkey. They adopted a Chinese baby.
There was two plot lines. First of all, Jerry Stiller
there
was going to get married.
There were two plot lines, you mallet head.
Was that?
There was two plot
there
lanes.
Two plot lines.
There was two plot lines and whatnot.
For ye.
Well, let me tell you how it come out and did.
Use proper grammar.
Sorry, Mr. President.
No problem, Rob.
Jerry Stiller was going to get married, but the lady thought he was gay. And when he revealed that he was straight, she left him at the altar. Then at the wedding reception, they got their Chinese baby adoption.
Okay, I know I asked this question. Who's bored?
I'm looking away.
Hands
there's
everywhere.
A clever twist ending. Okay. As soon as they get to Beijing and adopt the baby, they find out she's pregnant. So now they're going to have two babies.
Is that how it ends?
Yeah, and then Jerry Stiller, who ended up marrying Ann Mara, divorces, and he comes back to live with them. So now they've got the father and two babies. Oh, no, what's going to happen?
Wasn't that the last one?
That's it.
And the fifth.
Well, maybe there could be a movie.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, you know, which that's awful, but that show didn't really matter.
No.
There was some acting, though.
What do you mean there was acting?
Lisa Remedy cried.
Like real tears? Were they convincing tears?
No.
See, she strikes me as the kind of actress where they'd have, like, the bottle of water to put in her eyes between takes.
A little Visine for her.
Yeah.
Could be.
A little overdose with Visine.
There was some medium drama in it because they were going to divorce.
Jesus, you did watch it thoroughly.
Well, I knew this would come up today, and I couldn't rely on you guys to watch CBS comedy. I loved most of it.
All right, well, here's a tape.
I would just stand at the railing, and I would look at the beautiful apartment buildings across the river, and I would imagine this great life that I might have someday, actually living in one of them, you know?
This is on King of Queens?
Comedy.
Yeah, they're flying.
You know, it's like what they've done with All in the Family. Ever since All in the Family, they do the emotional
very
stuff
special,
at the end.
With a great job as a fashion designer for Sergio Valente, or going to Studio 54 every night.
These words are not coming out of her mouth.
She ever just wishes that she was still friends with us?
Yes.
Oh, constantly.
In fact, if she's a method actress, which I'm not sure whether she is or she isn't, she was probably using the lack of our friendship to generate those tears.
Her sadness.
That's right. Her overwhelming sadness.
Now, because let me see if I follow my method acting means where they say to you, like, think of the worst thing that's ever happened to you.
You work up a sad memory, a tragic memory, and she probably was thinking about, man, I was such good friends with them.
God, I'm old. But then I grew up, and reality set in, and the dream got put away. And then I met you. And I was happy in a whole new way. I never imagined.
Is she crying yet? Is she crying?
And when I was in that apartment, I mean, I guess just dream sick of you because I felt like Carrie again, you know? Me, Carrie. Finally having the things she wanted back then.
Jesus.
At the moment, she was given an option.
Okay.
All right. This is a comedy?
I was taking something away from her. You know, does that make any sense, Doug?
No.
I didn't hear you say that. All these years,
Shut up!
Okay, God.
Jesus.
Rob, get your money back for the disc you burned that on.
Did it,
Got it from the company.
Was that on a plane? Were they on a plane?
Yeah, they were flying to Beijing.
Great audio.
The Chinese baby.
And then she finds out she's pregnant when they're in China?
Yeah.
Hey, did they shoot location shots in China?
Oh, sure they did.
That is this. Hold on. All right, well, just 1 second before we take a call.
Okay, Doug, so what are you saying? Are you saying we're over?
I guess I am.
Ooh. That's when they divorced. Sort
of. Oh, really?
How about that?
Well, did this all happen in one episode?
It was like an hour episode.
Hello, Donna, yeah. Mike show.
Oh.
Gee, it sounds like a five-day episode.
I drank 100 beers.
Hello, Donna, Mike show. What's up?
Hey, Donna, Mike.
Hi.
Hey, there's a weekly newspaper out here in Sacramento that's ripping off one of your bits.
Okay, well, what newspaper is ripping off our bits?
Those papers always do.
the Sacramento News and Review.
I think you know we started horoscopes.
Yep. The News and Review. Is it the Sacramento Nude Review or the Sacramento News and Review?
News and Review.
All right, how are they ripping us off, friend?
They ripped off your bit where you review movies that you haven't seen yet.
Well, I think you know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
Time for some more road rage.
Yes.
Go get your paintball gun.
Get your big, giant, big gulp.
Drive over there.
Get some knives.
Do what you gotta do. Yeah, right, Robbie. Says, get some knives.
The Sacramento Nude Review is just a show that I've been planning.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
This is Al calling from Modesto.
Hi, Al.
Hello, Al.
Hey, some guy on crank almost hit my 76 Matador. Beep, beep.
See, they're thrilled with their road rage. Right. This is a city that is high-fiving one another right now. They love this.
Very happy. Spotlight on. Sacramento.
Excited.
Hello. Donna Mike show. What?
Is this somebody imitating Leah?
Leah Remini calling.
Leah?
Jerry's dead.
Damn.
Leah Remini.
Very good. Listen, I want you to contain yourself. King of Queens is available on box set. Okay, my friend?
I think he's bemoaning the fact that Falwell is dead.
Really? I didn't hear that. I
heard
they were
Jerry
doing
in there.
What are you what are you upset about, Jerry Falwell or Leah Remini?
I didn't know Leah, King of Queens, is dead. Damn.
I guess it's Falwell.
Is it Falwell?
See, it's not as funny if it's Falwell.
No, I know.
It's funnier if he's imitating Leah Remini.
I thought that Jerry was mentioned about Jerry Stiller.
Yeah, that was Stiller. But Stiller didn't die on the show, so.
Right. Only professionally.
Remember him backstage running his line?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Mental patient.
It is pro.
He's a pro. Two pro.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, Don and Mike?
Hi there.
Hey, there's this bit KMS did with, what's his name, getting killed on The Sopranos.
Yeah.
Christopher.
What's his name, yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
You know.
They isolated the audio of it when Tony pinches his nose. It's great. You got to listen to it.
Oh, good. Yeah, we'll do that. And we'll also get the bit out of the paper in Sacramento.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. We'll review movies we haven't seen.
Brilliant.
We'll reprise the bit that we did that they stole at the Sacramento Nude Review. And we will also
we'll do what you said that KMS did. It sounds really funny. I'm sure that they did it probably better than you did.
Let's see if I can recreate it, please.
Tone. Would that be it?
Yeah, that's it.
So they isolated that sound from The Sopranos?
Oh, yeah. It was so funny. You hear the bubbling, the blood. And
I just did it. We just saved a fortune in duplicating costs.
Why was that a great bit?
Well, it wasn't a great bit. I just know how much you like The Sopranos and you want this, and to hear it, I just thought of you guys.
Yes, but basically you're plugging
another radio station.
And even though they're on our radio station in Baltimore, it's cool. We're not upset about that. It's
Is that the Kirk and what's his name show?
Yeah, but
oh, that's all right. All
don't
right.
you think we've got?
I thought it was Sacramento for some reason.
Don't you think we've got plenty of tapes of the Sopranos?
You do, and I heard them yesterday, but I just thought they really captured that one moment that you guys...
You wanted to hear the bloody gurgle.
I'm sorry that another show captured for you what you wanted and that we couldn't. I'm
if your
sorry.
Goal is to make us feel bad, you've succeeded.
I am sorry, sir.
That's what he wanted. Did you hear that laugh?
We've let you down.
He was going, you wanted to make us feel bad.
I did not. I thought I was...
No. Why are you giggling like a schoolgirl?
I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
You're saying that with a smile on your face. Don't you know, after all these years, just how fragile we are?
But really, I mean, all kidding aside, I mean, not to be a ball buster here. I can't help it. It comes natural. Really? I mean, don't you know by now that every disc jockey in the world isolates audio from TV shows? Right?
They do, but you guys do it so good, and I just...
Well, or do it so well, you'll eat it rare. If it's rare, it has more vitamins.
Hey, you want
to... Tell me something. If they had somebody stupid like you on their phone line, would they have given you as much airtime as we do?
Well, they would have, yeah, because Mark's a pretty nice guy.
Uh-huh. Will you call their show tomorrow and tell them that you killed on our show today and recreate this phone call for us for them tomorrow on their show? Call them up and tell them exactly how your call to our show went about their show.
Can you do that? Can you do that for us?
I can try, but I don't think it'll be a good bit. Hey, you want to talk to a girl who's doing our postage?
Who's doing your postage?
Yeah, she's doing our postage.
What, to send out requests for money so they can find a cure for you?
No, I want you to call the guys in the morning, please.
I will do that.
Okay, thank you, and return the favor.
Hurt them. Do you want to talk to the lady that's right next to him, though?
Sure, I do. Let me talk to the lady.
Okay, just a minute.
The one who does the postage.
I don't know if she is or not.
Is he telling her who we are?
He is. He's introducing.
Hello?
Hi there. How long have you been working with the retarded?
About half a year.
Yeah. How old are you?
20.
20. So.
And what do? You lick stamps?
Yeah, sometimes.
Are you aware of the fact that we're just hearing his voice, that we think there's potential that you might be working right next to an RSO?
What is RSO, Mike?
It's a registered sex offender.
Really?
An RRSO.
I mean, we don't have any direct evidence of it. We just, we're vibing on it. We think you should check.
A retarded registered sex offender.
An RRSO.
Double RS.
What kind of stamps are you licking?
Double RSO. Are you licking a lot of 2-cent stamps because of the big 41 cent thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it work that way every day? You lick the stamps, he licks the windows?
Pretty much.
Uh-huh.
Are you good looking?
So I can barely understand
you. Are you attractive?
Yeah.
Is that your boss we were talking to?
Hmm?
Is that your boss, we were talking to?
Yeah.
Are you dumb?
Rob, she's never going to hear that.
Are you dumb?
Thank you, Don.
No.
See, no, Rob. Yes, the answer is no. Yes, the answer is no.
What is wrong with you people?
Where do you work, without giving the name? What type of office are you working in, ma'am?
A warehouse for a handbag company.
Why did you choose not to go to college?
I went to college.
No, you didn't.
I used to be in school, but I'm taking time off right now.
Yeah. I used to be skinny. Not anymore.
I bet you are a great licker. Really. Tops in your class.
Is it a family-owned business?
Yeah.
Are you part of the family?
No.
No. Are they good to work for?
For the most part.
What's the best thing about working there?
Is it a front for another business?
No.
Do you steal? Lady?
Would you put your retarded boss back on the phone?
Yeah.
I bet he's in the family.
Yeah, you need to get off the phone and get back to work.
Hey, she's a gem. Where'd you find her?
Boy, you got some. She must be good looking.
Yeah, she's good looking.
Where'd you find her, man?
She's out of college right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
not out of college, just wouldn't there be a drop in there?
Were you guys mean to her?
Not at all.
No.
Not at all? Because she just had this funny look on her face.
No, we couldn't have been more charming.
Do you have a funny look on your face?
All the time.
All the time.
Are you high?
No.
No.
You want to talk to somebody else standing next to me?
Are they brighter than the last girl we talked to?
He's shaking his head. He doesn't want to go for it.
Yeah. Not a chance.
Can't imagine why.
Not a chance.
We can go find somebody else. Hey, you want me to go get Thomas?
Who would Thomas be?
He's just somebody that works here.
What's he like?
Is he
he's a character.
Is he retarded like you?
Probably not. I'm probably the most retarded.
Probably
the most retarded.
Captain Handbag.
Thomas.
Hey, Thomas.
Let's talk to Thomas.
Telephone.
Now, Thomas, when you use that full name, sometimes that's got tarred possibilities.
Yeah, it does. Hello, this is Thomas.
Thomas.
May I help you?
Donna Mike, sir.
From a what?
Donna Mike, sir.
Oh, he's a brother.
Say the what?
Who?
Who?
Don't tell him where you work.
Yeah.
Don't tell him.
All right, what's going on?
Oh, hey. Wait a minute. We heard that.
Hey, where do you work?
Oh, hell no.
Where do you work, dude?
No.
I want to give you a free plug on the radio. Where do you work?
You better get this phone.
Yeah, man.
Where do you work?
What do you want?
Hey, Thomas.
Huh?
Thomas, you listening to me?
Huh?
Thomas, are you listening to me?
Hey, what do you want?
What's the deal with that idiot boss of yours?
Oh, man, you just don't want to know, man.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell us, Thomas.
I mean, he's retarded.
I can't do that. He's standing right beside me.
Okay, just yes or no. Do you think he's retarded?
Oh, yeah.
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 Okay.
Is he ugly?
Huh?
Is he ugly?
Oh, yeah, that too, yeah.
Yeah, and he commands no respect, right? Right?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to be honest about it.
Yeah, he doesn't get any respect because he doesn't do his job that well, does he?
Man, I don't know what this fool needs.
Hey, you know what he said to us right before you got, you know what he said to us right before you got on the phone?
But he do a good job of what he doing with what he got, so he all right.
Oh, man. All right. What business is that again?
All right.
What business are you in?
Huh?
What business are you in, Thomas? What is the business? You don't have to tell us the name of the business. Just what kind of business is it?
Hey, Thomas?
Hey, don't be cussing. You can't be cussing.
Hey,
right
hey Thomas?
Hey, Thomas. They still want to talk.
Hey, Thomas?
Don't tell us where we're working.
Thomas is gone.
Hey, Thomas?
Yeah.
You should know that guy that was on the phone before you got on, he told us he hates black people.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's a big old racist.
Well, see, let me tell you a little something about that.
Please. Okay.
See, most people that project that type of image, they won too. You know what I'm saying?
I think he's turning it around.
Got it now, right?
Are you trying to turn that on us?
Yeah, you got it now, right?
We love our black brothers there, Thomas.
I'm just telling you what your retarded boss said before you got on the phone.
Okay, all
right. Hey, Thomas, before you go, are you still there?
Yeah.
Thomas, ask him for a raise right now.
Ask for a raise?
Yeah, ask for a raise.
Man, ain't about getting no reason.
Why don't you, Thomas, you'll never know if you don't ask.
Man, I'm telling you how it go, baby.
He gave that white girl a raise.
That's right. He's giving her two raises.
What'd you say? You got a white girl tied up. What'd you say?
Tied up.
Man, I got to go. I'm trying to finish this project, man.
What kind of project is it, Thomas?
All right, hold on.
Oh, he's not going to do it. He's out of there.
Hey, Alan, you want to talk?
Alan, who's Alan?
Hi.
Hey, Alan, do you want to talk to Don or Mike?
They all have their full name.
Huh? He's from Hawaii. He doesn't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why. Because he's from, what does Hawaii have to do with that?
So just give us a clue about what type of office you work in.
It's not an office.
Or what kind of business it is, please.
We're a distribution center.
For handbags?
Correct.
What kind of handbags? Counterfeits?
Women.
Yeah, but what brand?
I don't want to say.
Why?
Because I don't want everybody thinking our brand being run by a bunch of retards.
Okay. Well, that's the smartest thing you've said,
that's
sir.
The first smart thing you said. All right, well, listen, why don't you, like I said, call those guys tomorrow morning, try to recreate this, and see if you can screw up their show the way you screwed up ours.
I'll try, but they're too nice.
Are the bags high-end or low-end or mid-price?
High-end.
They're too nice.
Mm-hmm. We're getting to the high-end.
Nice. You're getting to the high-end.
You don't think we? You don't think we've been nice with you?
Oh, you've been great.
Okay.
This was great. Everybody's laughing.
So you have to call that show tomorrow and talk about our show.
I will do that.
Okay, and make sure you tell them everything. The whole thing about the tape and then the people in your office.
And tell them also that we told you to call their show.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Hi, guys.
Getting a little bored now? Decide that you want that attention deficit disorder to go in another direction? What are you going to be doing with the rest of your afternoon now that you're so bored?
Probably go running.
Go running?
Yeah.
Nice.
Barefoot.
Hey, you want to talk to anybody else?
Why? You seem to want to get off the phone with us now.
The lonely man.
Well, I don't.
Let me talk to the CEO. Is he around?
Hey, wait a second. I'm going to let you talk to Bob.
Bob.
Put Bob on.
Bob and Alan and Thomas.
Hey, Bob.
I don't forget the girl. The
you
pump.
Want to talk to Dynamite?
What's the pump's name?
We didn't get her name. We didn't.
Here, 1 second.
One sag, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
You know, I thought The Office was my favorite show. This is right. My favorite
pretty,
show.
Pretty good.
Don't tell him about that.
What's your what is this guy? This guy's first name?
Alan.
Alan.
No, he said, do you want to talk to him?
Oh, no,
Alan.
No. This guy's name is Brian, I think.
This is Brian?
Bob, yeah, this is Bob.
Bob, we were just talking to Brian. Have you heard that Brian is, loading up the merchandise, if you know what I mean? Stealing from you?
Oh, yeah, sure. Good. It's real good.
How long have you been working there?
About a year and a half.
What's the best part of your job, sir?
The best part of the job is, I'd say, when we leave.
Yeah,
that's the best for sure.
And what exactly? What kind of handbags is it that you make? We'd like to give you a free plug.
What? How much do I make?
No. What kind of handbags is it you're making? We'd like to give them a free plug.
Or distributing. What kind of handbags do you handle?
Oh, we got the best. The best in the country, definitely.
Give me a name brand.
We got every kind you can think of, but we got the best.
Give me a name brand.
Huh?
Give me a name brand.
Give me what?
A name brand.
A name brand. Hobo.
Hobo?
Yeah.
I don't know purses.
Are they knockoffs?
Well, listen, here's somebody else to talk to you.
Are they knockoffs?
Hey.
Is this Brian again?
No, this is the retard.
Alan.
What's your name?
Francesco. Wow. Francesco.
What the hell?
Italia.
What the hell is going on at that office?
What are you guys making, meth or something, really?
What did he say about the hobos?
He said that you guys distribute hobos.
No. He's a hobo.
Is hobo a brand name? Is that a designer name?
He misunderstood. He said he's a hobo.
Now, what if we get about 20 calls that say hobo is a brand? Why don't you just fess up to the fact that that is a brand?
Well, there are brands out there called hobo.
So now.
But not us.
So now we're getting closer. No,
the dragnet is now going around hobo purses.
That's one of the biggest lines you carry is hobo.
No, we don't carry lines. We manufacture our own bags.
You manufacture your own bags. Then why did the other guy say, we got all the bags you want?
Because we do.
He was talking about brand names, wasn't he?
No, we don't sell brand names.
What is your brand name? Give him a plug.
Do you make some for a brand name?
Our brand name is Hobo International.
Oh, so you lied before.
I didn't necessarily lie. The guy is a hobo.
No, he said you distribute or you sell or you make hobo bags.
Is there some chick out there that would know if this is a legitimate...
Is there anybody that owns a hobo bag?
Let's go to John. John's very feminine.
Yes,
hi, John.
I have a great selection of purses. No, Hobo International is a purse company. Got the website up right now.
Ah. Is it high-end? Is it medium-end? Is it...
I would guess, looking at the front page, that it's probably more on the high-end.
More on the high-end, so you make nice purses.
Yes, we do.
Well, why don't you send all of our, ladies purses? Why don't you send a bunch of purses to the station?
How long?
For
How long
does it show how nice we are?
For the incredible exposure you're getting on this show right now.
And now that we see the process behind, I can only imagine
the quality.
How we'll be blown away by the quality.
Okay, so this is a business call.
No, you guys called us.
Yeah, see, you made the call. You have to determine whether it's a business call or not.
You called us.
Okay, well, I just want to clarify when my boss asked me what I was doing on the phone.
Uh-huh. Right, you called us.
To promote our company.
And by doing that, you've done a great job.
Super job.
And the only way that you finish with that is to send us the, one, two, three,
yeah.
four, five, six purses.
Six handbags?
Six handbags.
Yeah, I did a great job. You got me described as the retard running the warehouse.
Yeah, exactly. But you see, when they arrive, we will be able to say, hey, you know, that guy couldn't have been a retard because look at the craftsmanship.
And I'm sure when we pick it up, like, the handle won't immediately fall off.
No.
So how come the inmates are running the asylum over at Hobo International?
How come what?
And I'm sure that we won't just rip the cheap faux leather off the side and see like a piece of cardboard there. Right?
No. Like your friend said, high-end.
High-end
quality.
All right, dude.
When can we expect those to come in?
We got a break.
Well, let me talk to my boss, man.
Oh, so you can't make the decision.
No.
How long have you been partying on the job?
Since we started a company 15 years ago.
I think it's really important that we talk with your direct supervisor, Chip. Alan. Brian.
No, I'm retard.
Okay, retard. We need to speak with your direct supervisor.
We got to get our handbags.
Well, I'm the manager of the warehouse, and then there's the boss of the company.
Well, just send us six handbags. How tough can that be?
What kind of man are you? Be a man, for God's sake.
Give us our purses.
What kind of boss are you? What kind of woman are you? Can we have our purses, please?
Make mine small and black.
Hey, you want to talk?
Like my men, small and black.
The patent clutch is nice.
What was that, sir?
I was wondering if you wanted to talk to Bob again.
No!
There's only one thing we want. You're a smart enough guy to know that. What do you think we want right now?
Hey, somebody wants to talk to you. Want to talk to Brian?
You're not listening. I don't want to talk to Brian.
We just want our bags.
Give us our handbags.
I'll talk to the boss man. See what
No, we need a decision now.
Yes or no, do we get the bags or not?
Maybe.
No, yes or no, do we get our purses or not?
You will be just championing the cause of Hobo International if you say yes.
Listen, be a man. Do we get our goddamn purses or not?
Hey, I am a man. You want to fight me?
Yes. We will fight you if we don't get our handbags.
Or our purses. Our free purses.
Okay, yeah, we got some coin pouches I can send you.
Some coin pouches.
Don't patronize me.
We spit on your coin pouches.
Give me something like a nice Coach purse or a Prada purse.
Six. Hey, we got some belts.
Hey, there's no truth to the rumor that the Hobo International collection is made out of asbestos, is it?
It's made out of hobos.
Yeah, it's made out of a bunch of hobo clothes.
Okay. Hobo clothes.
Okay, well, we're not going to get our free purses. So.
No. You could have made nice with this.
I'll tell you right now, you will get your purses, even though I have to pay for them.
Good,
Thank you. There's a can-do attitude.
That's what we like hearing. Thank you, my friend.
I'm stepping up.
God bless you, retard.
Thank you.
Flexing out my chest.
Right.
Because I'm a man.
Yeah. Right.
Look at that. There you go.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. There you go. That's how you turn it around on the Don and Mike show.
Excellent job.
Now, give us our goddamn free purses.
All right?
Yeah.
All pumped up.
Yeah. Now, pound sand.
I'm going to ship some bags.
Yeah. You send us some feminine purses. You hear what I'm saying? I'm going to ship some bags.
I'm going to ship some bags.
Oh, God bless you.
All right. Who's the retard?
I'm the retard.
Yeah. Hey. That's the right answer. There you go.
You rock.
All right, you hobo. Get off the phone. Goodbye.
Later.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Now we get purses.
Oh, that was wonderful.
That was worth it. That was actually worth the time and trouble.
Just think how we'll feel when our purses get here.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Time to see what's up with that little pixie Katie Couric.
Wonderful. Katie Couric's Notebook.
Hi, everyone. Two of America's high-profile gay philanthropists, Bill Gates and Eli Broad, just announced the start of something called Internet Porn Sites, a nonpartisan $60 million initiative to put Internet porn on the front burner in the next election. This after the two already gave close to $1 billion to gay Internet porn sites. We spoke with someone named Ann Coulter. He's the policy director of the program.
He is.
And he said support for change must come from the top. The proposals are threefold: national Internet porn site standards, higher pay for gay and retarded teachers, and more time and personal attention on your daughter's bodies. On national standards, gay, Republicans worry that states' rights are being trampled. And when it comes to revising teachers' pay, people got snarky. But shouldn't special interests take a back seat when it comes to our kids' pornography? That's a page from my notebook. I'm Katie Couric, CBS News.
Okay, opinionated. You bet.
They will choke your throat with the umbilical cord of comedy. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Dongo! Buzz, just held up a sign that says breaking news.
Yeah.
Buzz, what is it, please?
Safety in satellite? I don't think so. Opie and Anthony suspended by XM satellite radio for 30 days.
A month. Yay.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, we'll pick that up in a second.
Very good. You might.
But they still have jobs with CBS.
Apparently so. Might be best of for a while. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, that'd be the first question that would come to mind. They don't do their show on XM, do they come over and do the show on CBS?
We'll have to wait and see. No announcement from CBS, just XM so far.
And this is because they did a thing on pay radio.
Right.
The thing with the homeless guy.
That's the one.
The clip that lasted less than 30 seconds.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Well, we discussed that. Robbie, put the guy on hold. Thank you, Buzz, for that. We'll pick that up as our industry continues to splinter and
crumble. And
fascinating.
Fall apart. We got a guy on the phone now. What are you doing?
He just dropped off.
He's
here
back.
We go. He's Sheriff Joe. Now, maybe you've seen this guy on 60 Minutes. He's the guy that runs that real hard-ass prison.
Maricopa County.
In Arizona, where he makes all the prisoners wear, like, the Monopoly jail suits.
And he has the tent city, right?
Yeah.
The tent jail.
The striped suits. And
right.
He's got the big ball and chain.
Chain gang.
Anyway, we're going to get him here before he appears on MSNBC because he knows that the jails in California are overcrowded, and he's offering to take Paris Hilton.
Wow.
Great.
We got Sheriff Joe.
He's
dropping off. Got him back.
I've not touched the button once.
Right.
Not touched it one time.
You going to tell him his cell phone sucks? I'm not.
No.
I understand he's in
I'm not going to argue with the sheriff.
He's in transit, I think.
How do you pronounce that last name, you think?
Arpaio.
Sheriff?
Yes.
Hi.
Let's welcome Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Hey. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Joe. How are you? I'm on the highway. Don't get me excited.
Okay.
No road rage for you, Joe.
We've seen you on TV, heard about your books. You run the famous tent prison out there. And please tell us why it is that you think that Paris Hilton would be a good fit at your prison.
Well, first of all, they want to reduce her 45-day sentence because of jail overcrowding. I can understand the sheriff has problems there. He's trying to do the best he can. Trying to help another sheriff. I talked to the sheriff, Lee Baca, that I have room and bring her here and I'll put her in Tent City, wearing the pink underwear, striped uniforms, chain gangs, and everything else.
Yeah.
I don't think it's right, because you're rich and famous to get any break, especially because of jail overcrowding.
You know, it seems to me you would have to, statistics alone would indicate you've probably had some famous people come through your tent jail. Have you had some famous people that you've locked up, Joe?
That's a good question, Mike.
Well, yeah, I've had some famous singers and football players and so on.
But have you had anybody, Sheriff, as beautiful and as feminine, as soft as Paris Hilton?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. I would say possibly yes, but not rich.
Not rich?
Would you cut her any slack at all in your tent city? Would you cut her any slack at all just because she's a girl and she's hot?
No, I have 300 females in the tents. I have the only female Chang in the history of the world. No one has ever hooked women together on a Chang gang. I'm an equal opportunity incarcerator, so I got 10,000 people in the jail in the tents. I probably would put her in the tents to send a message that she's no different than anybody else. The ironic part of this, every time the journalists come from around the world to interview me in the tents and they start bad-mouthing me, you know what I say?
What?
This isn't the Hilton Hotel. This is the tent city. Now, the ironic part, this gal is, you know, related to the Hilton Hotel.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm just remembering, sir, about one of your appearances or one of your books. You're the genius that made some of the inmates wear pink underpants, right?
Because they were stealing the underwear.
Isn't that right, sir?
Yeah, everybody wears the pink underwear, men and women.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Because they were smuggling the white out of the jail, so I dyed it. I said, you're going to wear pink. Why pink? Because they hate pink. At least in this county, they hate pink. Why would I give them a color they like? That's why it's pink.
You know, I would think that... obviously, the stats, the crime stats in your county have gone down since you started all this. Is there anything that you can point to specifically that's worked better than have the chain gangs worked better than the tent city, or is it all one big thing that has helped people want to stay out of your system?
No, it's one big thing, but I'm cracking down on illegal immigration. Just graduated 35 more of my deputies for the ICE immigration training. We're the only law enforcement agency in this state enforcing the new law. In fact, we locked up 11 more illegals under that new law, which is a felony. And 580 already we put in jail. So I'm putting these people in jail, although I'm taking a little heat on it. But if you violate the law, you're going to jail. It's very simple.
Sheriff Joe, I wish it would happen, but I have to say that the odds of you actually getting Paris Hilton are 0%. Do you think you have
We'll see. Maybe the press will make a big issue, and maybe they'll have to give in.
You know, what do you think has been the attitude of the press towards you, positive and negative? Have you gotten more bad press or more good press? I would think it's been more positive overall, hasn't it?
Well, especially national and international. I've been on 3,000 profiles overseas and everywhere. But sometimes the newspapers, they're not covering this story, by the way. Everybody in the world is covering this story, but the newspapers would not cover, you know, another Sheriff Joe show. So that's their problem.
Hey, Sheriff Joe, here's something else I just remembered about you. I'm sorry, but I'm thinking about your appearances on TV. Isn't a part of your deal also that you feed these guys like for 10 cents a day?
No, it's 15 cents a meal. It's 30 a meal. Cents a day.
Okay, please don't take it tone.
You know, when you think about, you know, crime and crime prevention and especially incarceration, the word recidivism comes to mind. How do people with your jail system compared to other jail systems around the country?
Well, I don't know. I haven't taken a survey for many, many years. Some come back. That's okay. Usually about 60 come back. Percent around the nation and here too, but you know they want to come back. They're going to live in 140 degree tents and a bologna sandwich for brunch. I did away with one meal. They get a brunch and they get a hot meal at night. That's my menu. So I don't think Paris Hilton would want to come to this county in this jail.
I'd love it. Would you do it if someone came to you and said, let's say that they say, okay. Maybe you give her a little less time, but we get to bring our cameras in, and we turn this into like a reality show. Would you allow that?
Yeah, I just had a reality show, Inmate Idol, and we picked the winner. So,
with everybody in 140 degrees in those tents, how do you maintain people's sanity in there? Do they behave themselves more than if they were in another type of situation, or do they go more nuts when they're in that situation?
Well, let me tell you, I put the tents up August 1993, and we haven't had any big problems in the tent city. Remember, our men and women are fighting for our country right now. I believe they're living in tents, and they never committed a crime. So why should I be overly concerned about convicted people living in the tents?
I don't have any argument for you there. I think that's terrific. So they don't, I mean, the fights that you hear about in prison, the stuff that goes on in prison, you're telling me that it's a normal, similar to other prison environments, it's just that they're outside and they're in these tents, right?
Yeah, we had one death, an assault inmate on inmate, out of 300,000.
Wow.
You put that record with any jail or prison.
So it is better. It's better, your rate is better there.
And Sheriff, how do you feel about conjugal visits?
Oh, what are you kidding? No way.
No way.
I've taken away TV and radio and movies and porno and cigarettes and coffee and salt. And mustard. I should get the Heart Association award of the year.
I think take away everything.
You know, I think conservative or
Sheriff
liberal
Joe.
Or anybody, I really think, and you must get this feedback, I think when it comes to criminals and people that have broken the law, I think the majority of American citizens are on your side. Don't you agree?
Well, I keep getting reelected. I don't get reelected because I'm good looking, which I'm not. But I guess the public here, 4 million people live in the county. I'm going for the fifth time, and I spent my 30 years with the United States Drug Enforcement. I was a director in Mexico, Turkey, you name it. But that was another career. I was a cop in Vegas, locked up Elvis Presley, 1957.
You locked up Elvis?
Yeah. So I'm not overly concerned about dealing with celebrities.
Right. What did you, Sheriff Joe, can we please ask, what did you arrest Elvis for?
Well, he was going 100 miles an hour with a beautiful blonde on his motorcycle. I grabbed him, took him to the police station, and he talked me out of giving him arresting him, giving him a ticket. So
you got talked out of a ticket? I can't believe you got talked out of a ticket.
It was by Elvis Presley, though.
Well, I was young then. I was a cop in Washington, D.C., a Metropolitan Police at 21, and then I went out of Vegas Police, but then I got the job with the federal narcotics. So,
would there be anybody now that you'd give a pass to, any celebrity, any famous person you pulled over for doing something? You just out on parole, would there be anybody you go, come on, I'll give you a break?
Well, I've had some, I don't patrol anymore, my deputies do, but I've had Mike Tyson, he came through to help me out, to talk to the kids. Of course, he's been arrested now. He may be coming back into the tents permanently. And I've had a famous singer. He's a friend of mine. His first name is Glenn. I'm not going to get into that.
I think we all saw that mugshot. Yeah.
But he was a nice guy. He did a free concert for all the inmates for me. In the tents. So I get a lot of celebrities, not like Hollywood, out in L.A.
What's the longest you've had somebody that's actually been in the tent jail? How long? I mean, can they stay there? I mean, is
up to a year.
Up to a year.
Or a year and a half. So, and I have the dogs behind bars. We just seize a lot of dogs and 13 monkeys that have been abused. I put them behind bars in an air-conditioned jail. And I throw the inmates in the hot tents because they are abused.
Isn't he great? Sheriff Joe, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
We hope that you get Paris Hilton to go to your jail. Good luck on MSNBC.
When are you going to run for president?
I don't want to be president. I'm happy being a sheriff.
There you go.
Anytime you guys want to come down here and visit, be my guest. And I also throw a political plug in there. I'm the campaign manager here for Mitt Romney. He's a good guy.
Okay. All right. That's interesting.
Well, we're behind him all the way.
1,000%.
You are?
Yes, we are.
Well, we're saying that because we're afraid of you, Sheriff Joe. We haven't made our decision. And now we're in trouble because we've just lied to Sheriff Joe.
All right, I'll say it. I'm going to vote for Hillary.
Okay. All right.
No, don't worry, Sheriff Joe. We haven't made our minds up
yet.
Don't
take away my salt and pepper, please. hey, Sheriff, it was a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you. Come down and call me anytime.
Okay.
Sheriff Joe Arpaio, right. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do the next time I go out to Scottsdale. I'm going to say, you know what would be great fun? Let's go to that place that's 140 degrees and they don't give you anything to eat.
Wow.
They actually have on the FAQs on his website, the frequently asked questions, it suggests business casual attire if you visit Tent City.
He actually has a website now that where you can see people getting booked. Where they've got another, I forgot what the name of it is, but that you can actually see people getting booked down there.
And they take away all the mustard.
You don't want to get in trouble in his county.
No condoms.
Do you know, I mean, that thing on 60 Minutes was years ago.
Yeah, but I remember
and he's faded from the spotlight, and now he's still going strong. He's
still
just
there.
Badass as ever.
Five terms.
Wow.
So he's going like a, he's going on MSNBC next, right, to promote the exact same thing?
He was. He had 20 minutes available this afternoon. That's it.
I didn't even know that Paris Hilton, that they were already starting to waffle on her jail sentence.
Because of crowding.
I happen to know, though, with the petition, the online petition,
mm-hmm.
the one that says Free Paris
right.
has 25,000 signatures. The one that says Jail Paris has 60,000.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So, go figure, kids.
I love her. Of course, the idea of her in pink underwear is not an unappealing idea to me, you know.
Mike, you
pink
know
pink boxers.
She's a precious little flower,
I know
Paris.
She is. Mm-hmm. 140 degrees. 140 degrees, sleep
that
well.
It would be the best simple life ever. I mean, really, the best simple life ever.
Yeah.
What's great is her catchphrase from The Simple Life would do good in 10
seconds. That's hot.
That's hot.
That's hot.
There is.
All right, thank you, Sheriff Joe. Got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, would you like to spend the night with the regional manager of Dunder Mifflin Scranton?
No, Dwight. I don't care if that's how they consolidated power in ancient Rome.
No, not Michael. Me. I'm taking his job.
Not now.
At Hobo Bag.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hobo International.
That's it.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
If I was any happier, my pants would be wet.
I'm going to stop.
Pick a pair.
Oh, hold on a second. I was teasing something there.
What the hell was that?
Very average. Don and Mike.
Simply a brand new game we're going to be featuring later today. Let me turn off the Alice Cooper so you can hear the production values.
Very good.
The game is called Pick a Pair.
Pick a Pair.
Or if you'd like to hear it sung.
Pick a Pair.
There's this one.
Pick a Pair.
Joe's going to come in and try to quiz us on some game that he's thought up.
He has a new name from Smoker's Corner out there.
Well, what's his new name?
Sheriff Joe.
Joe.
We
he just was out there. We're talking about the sheriff we just had on, and Joe doesn't say anything and just looks at me and goes, Sheriff Joe.
Sheriff Joe.
Sheriff Joe. Sheriff Joe can't sing a jingle, though, like our Joe.
That's right. That's lovely.
Yeah.
Nice. A
that's my favorite.
Pick a
pair. Sheriff Joe.
Something to look forward to today.
Yeah.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. What's up?
Hello.
Did I do that, Joe, or did you do that? Did I just do that? Hello, Don and Mike Show. There you go. Hello.
How's it going?
Hey, what's up?
How are you?
Okay. Fine.
Hey, the sheriff of San Mateo County, California, and his right-hand person got busted in a prostitution sting over in Vegas about 2.5 weeks ago.
That's
while you're on the sheriff discussion.
Well, I mean, that didn't happen to Sheriff Joe, did it?
No, not to Sheriff Joe.
Sheriff Joe Ardinger.
Sheriff Joe Ardinger, I'll lock you up. Well, Joe, our Sheriff Joe shares a lot of the same political beliefs as the Sheriff Joe that we were speaking to. They both want to see everybody locked up.
Except our Sheriff Joe would do things exactly the opposite. Our Sheriff Joe would make a... The stay is nice and as wonderful as possible. Everyone wear cargo shorts and Joe's homemade T-shirts.
We think we're going to cut down on the crime rate because every Wednesday is pasta night.
Get to have all the Miller Lite they want.
Uh-huh.
Barbecue chicken.
Barbecue chicken.
And his
barbecue chicken would be every day.
His bit o' honey. Whatever his retarded candies are.
Listen, I brought in some bottle caps for all you to chew on. They're my favorite candy. I hope you enjoy it. And we've got baby Slim Jims for each and every one of you.
Sweet tart dang.
Who wants a Skittle?
Busy.
Sheriff Joe.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Radio Gods.
Howdy, what's up?
What's happening, my friends?
Living the dream.
Living the dream, Dave.
Hey, I was enjoying the Survivor finale with my father, who just turned 70.
Yep.
And he had some pretty colorful insights as to Yao Man.
Yeah.
Who's Yao Man?
Yao Man is the 54-year-old Asian gentleman who gave away a car to another contestant in exchange for immunity, and then the guy backed out of the deal at the end, and so Yao Man got screwed. Okay. They all think that Yao Man would have won the $1 million in a walk if that hadn't happened.
Okay, and your father says what?
My father's first comment was, you know, I'm not surprised he's still there because those Orientals can go without eating can go without eating for a very long time.
That was your 70-year-old father's incredible insight.
His other
Hey Rob, how do we know one of your relatives is calling in today? Are you a cousin, Spiewak?
Was your grandfather or your father like instrumental in building the railroad across the United States? Is that what it was?
Not quite.
Did he supervise like some opium dens or something in San Francisco?
Hello. Never
heard that. Don and Mike show. Hello.
That was easy.
Hello.
That was easy.
I think
that was easy.
Oh, is that what it is from Staples? The easy.
That
button?
Was easy.
Okay.
All right. Calling.
That's easier. Just hang up on your ass.
That's the best button.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey. Why don't you guys ever read prison mail anymore?
Well, we don't have anybody on the show that generates prison mail the way that Beefcake Charlie Stossel used to.
Charlie Stossel was a magnet for the prison mail, and it was usually directed to him.
Hey, if the cons want to write in, we'll read them.
We'll read them. Yeah, prison mail is always wonderful. We know we've got a lot of people that listen in America's finest penal institutions.
But frankly, you know, when you don't have a piece of ass like Charles Stossel on the show,
a piece of beefcake like that's the kind of guy that makes these inmates come out of their skin.
Sheriff Charlie Stossel
from Dalmatian County.
Everybody gets a Happy Meal.
That's right. And a Star Wars figurine.
Hello there, Don and Mike. Hello.
Yeah, I think you might say that dreams reneged.
All right. Okay.
Come on, yeah. Get out of here.
You. Bye!
F you.
What is this thing? Buzz had it. Here's the press release about Opie and Anthony.
Wait till you hear what XM says.
Yeah, now keep in mind, these dudes, Opie and Anthony, they do the show, half of it on CBS radio, which is regular FCC radio, mm-hmm. which, as we all know, sucks. And they do half on satellite, XM, which is unregulated, and you got to pay for it to hear it.
Right.
So, XM, I guess, is fully within their right. These guys didn't break any law. If XM is the employer and they said you've crossed the line, mm-hmm. so be it. But it seems totally hypocritical, in my opinion, that XM is suspending them now.
Well, especially when you heard, and I'm sure it was involved in their promotion of the show, that, you know, it's the uncensored, it's Adult Swim. I mean, it's that's what it was billed as.
So here's what it says. XM Radio announced today the company suspended Opie and Anthony for 30 days, effective immediately. XM Radio deplored the comments aired on Opie and Anthony last week. At the time, the company strongly expressed its views to Opie and Anthony, and they issued an immediate apology. Comments made by Opie and Anthony on yesterday's broadcast put into question whether they appreciate the seriousness of the matter. The management of XM Radio decided to suspend Opie and Anthony to make clear that on-air talent must take seriously the responsibility that creative freedom requires of them.
Now, there's that creative freedom again that was mentioned in their pre-written apology that they delivered.
Yeah, you know, this really sucks on ice. I mean,
scary. Well, that means that, you know, it's always been looked at as the safe haven
right.
for people that do that kind of radio, and now, you know, that's not
so
true.
So XM is now going to cave,
right.
Cave to the pressure of someone complaining about what really, honestly, you're going to hear a lot of talk about this. You're going to hear it was a big bit about raping Condoleezza Rice. No, it wasn't. It was a 30-second segment from a homeless guy, a real homeless guy, that they had in their studio who was just talking on a variety of topics. I would replay it for you now if CBS has already told us that we can't replay it on our air. Right?
Yeah, I mean, it was not, these weren't words that came out of their mouth. This was somebody that they had, an obviously unstable person they had.
We've
had a few of those on this show.
Here's what they're guilty of, laughing.
Right.
They're guilty of laughing at what this homeless guy said on a satellite radio company. Mm-hmm. I mean, forget the FCC. This is now, you know, the XM's like HBO.
Right. Yeah.
That's like someone watching The Sopranos and saying, I don't like the violence on The Sopranos.
And it's not even, is it still, I'm not sure because I don't know what it is. Is it like now when you subscribe to XM, is Opie and Anthony included in that, or don't you have to specifically subscribe to their
you
show?
Pay extra no, for that? No, no, you don't. No,
you
it's in there.
It's in the package.
It's in there.
Okay.
But you can get a channel blocking thing
right.
If you want to.
And I mean, it's pretty much known that, you know, that's where you go if you want the adult content. That's what it's about. Mm-hmm. And they're paid to be irreverent. That's what they are paid to be.
And much more, yeah, well said, Mike, much more than the Imus thing. I mean, you're talking about XM hired them to say all the bad words you want.
Right. Say whatever you want.
Say anything. There are no rules about telling anybody that they're on the air without their permission. There's no rules about the seven dirty words.
Right.
You can talk sex. You can have people having sex. Anything goes. Think HBO on the radio.
Right. Now, what I still have not heard the transcript of this, but what I've heard and the way the people have spun this, some of the people that were out to get Opie and Anthony, it's been spun that this was worse than the Sex in the Church incident.
Oh, please.
And you've heard it. So yeah,
it's
I mean,
nothing, Mike. The sex for Sam was an hour, 2 hours on the air.
Right.
Okay,
right.
You're looking for guys that
this
have
was
sex.
30 seconds and the words were coming out of a homeless person's
yes,
mouth.
And it's 30 seconds and you really have to hear it in context with the rest of the entire broadcast. The question now would be, what does CBS do?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's our company. And, right. And as you know, no backbone there at all.
Yeah, but I think that the whole CBS thing will be, well, first of all, will they be able to be on the air anyway? I mean, because there's an arrangement between XM and CBS.
Yeah, but I would think they got to deal with CBS. They got to deal with XM. If XM is suspending them, and they didn't do anything on CBS radio.
But now CBS is squarely in the spotlight because XM has suspended them, and do they come over and say, well, we're going to do our show on CBS now? Will CBS go along with that? And has CBS indicated anything positive or negative yet?
You know who would know, Mike?
Oh, yeah.
Michael Hughes.
Yes. Absolutely. It's time for General Manager's Corner.
Oh, and this is going to make him very, very uncomfortable.
Oh, I don't think so. Might go to voicemail.
I hope if it goes to voicemail, he is listening. Hello?
Uh-huh.
Come on, Big Bucks. Come on, Senior Hughes.
Sheriff Michael. Michael Hughes.
Michael Hughes, Don and Mike show. How
Hi,
are
Michael.
You?
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Greetings there.
From the streets of New York City.
Ah. Ah, well, listen, big news from New York City. We're wondering, have you heard the news about Opie and Anthony?
I only heard the headline.
Okay, so you've heard the headline. We were speculating as to what the CBS position is going to be on this, and if you've only heard the headline, do you have any intel as to what's going to happen as far as Opie and Anthony on CBS?
As of right now, we're planning to have their show on WJFK tomorrow.
Okay.
Well, okay, right. Good. So they're not. So as far as you know, they're not being suspended by CBS.
No.
Would you know?
I just left our headquarters, and nobody mentioned it to me.
Okay.
But again... You know,
so
there's a very good chance that they could have been having the meeting right in the room right next door, and they still wouldn't have told you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, did you get a vibe?
The only word I got is that that Opie and Anthony are doing a show originating from here tomorrow.
And Michael, should we be worried if anybody complains about anything now that we're going to be suspended or fired? I mean, if anybody complains about anything. Anything at all. Really?
I don't know about carte blanche, but there's certainly no intention to do that.
Thank you for the vote of confidence.
Thanks. Okay, I just wanted to make sure I understood where the line was.
Thank you, Michael.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That would have gone right to voicemail if he was in D.C.
Yeah.
He bet. That would have gone, and now he's like, I heard the headline.
He's lying.
Well, you know, here's what I think.
He just came from a meeting, but
this is how old? How old is this story?
An hour.
It's an hour old. Yeah. So this is going to be. Here's what you're going to get. You're going to get the CBS execs that are going to. Will it come across as condoning this for CBS if they broadcast on CBS radio, or
right.
Will it be, hey, it wasn't on our air, it wasn't said, it is an XM issue? That'll be. That's what the decision is, and that's what we'll have to wait and see happen.
And besides, we all know Hughes is going to be the last to know. If you turn on the radio tomorrow morning, you're going to know before Michael Hughes does. I guarantee that.
I don't even think he was really in New York. I think he was, like, you know, just driving around like Wheaton.
Well, that's us for ONA, so
it does.
Let's wish them well.
And it's unfortunate, but, you know, and once again, it's timing also. With the climate the way it is right now, with all the IMA stuff, that's what we're all dealing with.
He's probably very excited, Mike. Intel! Leftist! Left wing! Hey. Leftist!
Hey, I'll be Fred, you be Ginger. Let's dance, Alan. Let's dance.
Intel! Intel! Left wing! Left wing! They are liberals!
They're liberals. That's why they did it.
Liberals!
Not like me, man cow.
Man cow.
Morning madhouse. Hey, Alan, I'll be Fred, you be Ginger, we can dance. Liberals.
Call your show a morning madhouse. Dude, that's worse than being a zoo.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? There at least was some pizzazz if you were a morning zoo.
Right.
Back in the day, there was some sizzle with being a morning zoo.
Hey, this is Man Cow. Join us tomorrow for our tribute to Jerry Falwell. You be Fred, I be Ginger, Alan.
They are liberals.
Liberals.
Man Cow, I'm screaming. Kennedy and Holmes, I'm screaming because I'm Man Cow.
Man Cow.
E.
Jerk off. Watch it, Buster.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes, hello there.
Hey, I was asking about the ONA. Can you put that little segment on your internet so we can hear it?
Well, we cannot, sir. It is not our property.
Oh.
Yeah, can't do it.
We wish we could put it on our internet.
Google it, sir.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Yes, I was just wondering where the pressure was coming from XM. There's no sponsors.
There is one name. I don't know if he's the guy that really brought this to the forefront, but good old Al Sharpton got involved in this one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, Al Sharpton was screaming about this the other day.
And I believe the issue also might be, you know, who they were talking about, because I've heard that there was political pressure as well, because they were talking about Condoleezza Rice,
among others, yeah.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Now, to be totally serious with you, they did a bit with a homeless guy about having sex with Condoleezza Rice. Mm-hmm. It was a homeless guy speaking 30 seconds. They're going to have this happen. When G. Gordon Liddy worked on our station, he talked seriously about taking pictures of Bill and Hillary Clinton and using them for target practice with his grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference between talking about shooting the president in real life in your backyard, shooting a picture of him,
right,
and saying on the air from a homeless guy that he liked to have sex with Laura Bush?
I think it depends on who's in power. I really do. I think it depends on who's in power.
Well, who was in power back then when Liddy said it?
I think when Liddy was talking about it, it might have been the Clinton administration.
It was.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. Different administration.
I don't
want to get political. I really don't, because I don't know whether it's even necessarily a political issue. But, man, it was a different administration.
That's amazing.
You know, if you made a joke like that today, and you were talking about, pictures of Bush, I would guarantee, you'd have some crap come down.
Do you remember his tone? His tone was very serious. Yes, I teach my grandchildren. I teach them how to shoot rifles. We shoot at pictures of Bill Clinton. I put a target on his face.
Do you remember our feeling at that point was, okay, I guess the rules have changed. Because one of the things that you hear as a baby broadcaster, you know, you don't say that kind of stuff. You don't say anything that gets into that area when you're talking about the President of the United States. And here he was talking about target practice. It was very strange. And, I remember there was a little bit of controversy surrounding it, but nothing
very little,
like the pressure brought upon, a Don Imus or an Opie and Anthony.
Right.
And, you know, again, this whole Barack, the magic Negro thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on Rush's show every day.
He's still playing it every day. And still getting away with it.
And nobody calls him on it.
No.
I mean, really, if nobody calls him on it, he's able to get away with that crap.
Okay.
Doesn't make sense.
Don't know what's going on. It's another great day for our industry, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, if you've been offended today by anything on this show, call and our asses will be fired tomorrow.
It's that easy.
You gotta do it.
It's simple. No waiting.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
What it do? Hi, it's the Grease Man. Welcome to the Grease Man.
Right, hello, Don. Don and Mike show. You're the ass that started it, Doug.
That's true. He is.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi there, Don and Mike. What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to say, Mike, your impression of Mancow is right on. It's cracking me up.
Thank you.
And I have a question. Is this all because it's, I know you guys were talking briefly about political and stuff. Is the whole ONA thing because it was politically, the statement was made towards a politician? Like,
yeah, I think that has something to do with it.
But I also think that XM are pussies. They should just say, it's free speech, and we thought it was really bad taste. They apologize. We're going to try to make sure they don't do it again.
You know, you go see movies. You know, you want to talk about bad taste in movies. There's so many movies out there, you can't even count them. And that's allowed because why? Well, you go in, you know what you're getting, you're paying for it. Well, it's the same thing.
Same thing
XM.
On this. Same thing.
But
absolutely.
What about what?
Hello? You broke up.
Oh, what about a better cell phone? Let's get her a free handbag.
Yes, from a Hobo International.
Send her a purse, a crystal meth purse.
Right.
Hello, Donna, Mike.
And
show.
Speaking of Hobo International, the person on ONA's show was homeless.
Hey, Donna, Mike. How's it going?
Hello.
Hobo.
Hey. Hobo was always the lighthearted word.
Yes. Hobo is what I dressed as when I turned about 13.
A drifter.
To go out for Halloween.
Harmless.
It was hobo. It was bum.
When homeless people wouldn't scare you. Right. You know, when they'd have that day-old growth of beard.
Right.
And they'd have the stick and all of their belongings and the red kerchief.
That's, yes.
That's tied on the end of the stick.
Hobo is the era of Boxcar Willie, God rest his soul.
You know.
A genius.
A box of sardines.
Mm-hmm.
A warm Schlitz beer.
Yep. And a hobo, king of the road. And a hobo by the railroad tracks, you know, cooking his sardines over the open fire. It was a more romantic time.
You just wait until he got tired and you would roll him.
Uh-huh. You'd roll the hobos.
Roll
or the hobos would roll the other hobos.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Are you there?
Yeah, Don, how are you?
Okay, what's up?
Hey, you know, I was an XM subscriber until this afternoon when I heard the news that Opie and Anthony are gone. I heard that, you know, when they had that homeless guy on there, he also talked about doing something nasty to the president's wife.
I think we've covered that, right?
Yeah, it was Laura Bush and it was Condoleezza Rice.
And the Queen.
And the Queen.
Oh, and the Queen, yeah. I mean, all it was the homeless guy going off.
I know. I know it, you know it.
We know.
We all know it. Hello, Don and Mike show. You know, you know.
You know.
You know.
Hello, what's up, Don and Mike? Canal Luis Miguel.
Hi.
This is Jeremy in Sacramento.
Yes.
Listen, aren't they a little bit squeamish, a little bit afraid about, you know, peeing off the FCC on this merger thing that's going on between the two?
You know, that's another factor that I've read about. I don't know whether that's true.
I don't think that that's true. I don't think it's true at all. I mean, really, if you want to get into it, and I've got some friends that work at both companies, I've got some MP3s of this guy, Bubba the Love Sponge, who's on Howard's channel.
Right.
He has parody songs about, like, shooting Cheney and I don't know, the stuff that, you know, if you want to read it that way,
right.
That's just as bad as what Opie and Anthony did.
Yeah, it's very strange, and I don't think we'll ever really know where it came from, where the real pressure came from on XM. It's very, very surprising. Because that was the last frontier. That was the last bastion.
We're out of options now.
Show. Don and Mike, it's good to hear you guys again. I've been serving our fine country in Iraq for about 6 months now. So
welcome home.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Real quick, Mike, you had said that if somebody had said something about shooting the president and his wife, shooting their pitchers for target practice, that they'd come down pretty hard on them. But don't you think there's a lot of things that are worse said about the president in the world today?
No, but I mean, here's what I was talking about, and I think, Don, you'll remember this.
It used to be a law.
When we were, it was just, hey, man, if you do that, this is the way it was always said to me when I first started broadcasting. If you say something like that, you're going to have Secret Service coming in here,
well,
right?
Well, as I recall, the Secret Service did call WJFK that day because, now what are you laughing about?
I could just see the Secret Service call, and Mike, this is a horrible call. I'm just going to bail out now, guys, if you don't
mind. Don't go away so quickly. What's your point?
I don't know what my point is. My point is, when the whole Imus thing happened, everybody had said that this was going to start to come down onto everybody, and everybody kind of said, no, it's not, and now it really is. Everybody's starting to get busted for stupid things.
Yeah, but what's the whole thing about the shooting of the president? I mean,
I don't know, Mike. Why? Get off my case!
Okay,
Wow.
You know what that is? That's a little Agent Orange.
A little post from
I know it's not ancient orange, but that's what I enjoy calling it. A little Asian orange for you.
It'll be fine. He's just driving with children in the car.
A little Gulf War syndrome.
Wow.
Or whatever we're in right now.
That was interesting. I love it when I'm singled out on that
one. Hey, Mike. Get off my case.
You know. I don't know if he's talking to me or he's talking to somebody that was like tailgating him.
You know.
In Sacramento with a paintball gun.
Well, we'll break. We'll break here.
Yeah, I have to go shower now.
Hey, Mike. Be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
90 seconds. Here's all of last night's 24.
The following takes place between 3 a.m. and 4 a.m.
We're moving you to a secure room, then we will leave.
We have to do something now.
There were tanks around that attacked us. They were after my nephew. How many casualties did you sustain?
One. Well, impressed.
Grandpa, what do you want from me?
Taking you away from this ungrateful country.
Someplace we can both start over.
China.
Mike is Jack. I'm on the roof. I lost Chang, but I've got Josh.
I lost a boy.
Boy was my price for repairing the circuit board. Our arrangement is over.
You have our component.
You failed to hold up your end of the deal. The circuit board is no longer yours.
Sir, President Sue Robb is standing by for you.
If you do not deliver concrete and irrefutable proof to our embassy that you have recovered or destroyed this component within 2 hours, I will have no choice but to extend my country's forward perimeter.
We're about to go to war over a piece of circuitry.
There you go, Mike.
Excuse me, Mr. Vice President. You have Philip Bauer calling for you on a scrambled line.
Mr. Bauer. I want my grandson, and I want clear passage to the country of my choice. And I'll give you the piece of circuit board.
Rudenko was not the only anti-American general left over from the Soviet regime.
So you think these generals are just looking for an excuse to pull the trigger? We have to recover that stolen circuit board.
Josh! Please come with me.
What do you mean?
Come now!
Jack! Take this oil!
Damn.
Is everybody happy?
Damn Doyle.
The Don and Mike Show.
1, 2, 3.
On their backs and covered in baby oil. Here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You didn't miss nothing at all. You know what we didn't do yesterday? We'll see if we get a chance to get a quick call here at 877-365-3636. We always, the day after Mother's Day, we open the lines up for the mom that had the worst Mother's Day.
Yeah.
You want me to just call Carrie? And give her the prize?
Yeah, that's not what I was... He's dancing like he does on occasion, only very select songs, perhaps one a week, where he will do his little... tap dance back there.
Wait, what, do you dance at Outkast?
Yeah, I like the Outkast. He's got a nice melody.
He seemed to really enjoy himself.
I like the part where they clap. Hey, y'all. Hey,
y'all. Jesus. Man, oh, man. Yeah. FDH, fat, dumb, and happy.
So if you got a bad Mother's Day, call us now. This is not like one of those long, drawn-out things. If we just get a couple of calls, we'll take them. We have, Huey Lewis concert tickets to give away. Huey Louie! Well, but only if you had a really bad Mother's Day. And please, no sob stories like your uterus falling out or anything.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Right?
Or do we?
I hate that.
Because that's a mess.
Oh, God.
That's a mess. That's like a,
that'll
like
ruin any Mother's
like
Day.
Like a Carvel ice cream cake that's melted on the floor.
Absolutely.
Oh, Mom!
Not getting flowers? You know, $12.95. Uterus falling out. Priceless.
Uterus.
What?
Uterus is everywhere.
That's the name of your new band, Rob, Falling Uterus.
Good God, Mother.
Right.
Uterus everywhere.
You know what's going to happen now? We're sitting here having fun. It's just 30 seconds, as you said, of radio. And the National Uterus Foundation is going to call us.
And then we're going to get suspended.
We'll be suspended.
And then we'll have to go work for satellite, and then they will get suspended there. But
right. Right.
Gonna do
because something. It'll be a homeless person talking about somebody's uterus.
We'll do something about placenta, which is my other favorite topic.
Yes, placenta.
I love it with a Ritz cracker. Nothing goes better on a Ritz.
Now, that conversation originally was when that was the rage, people eating placenta.
Tell me, who do you think started it? The trendsetter.
I remember you used to talk about placenta helper.
Sure.
I don't know what's the matter with my memory. Everything's coming back to me today.
And placenta helper was the same little four-fingered glove
yeah.
that would come out, and instead of being surrounded by ground beef, he would be surrounded by ground placenta.
And he'd wave.
Yeah.
And, have a cute little laugh.
How do you keep the kids happy and dad happy?
Placenta helper.
Yeah, well, it depends on. All right, I'm stopping there.
Yeah,
that's where I just put my own brakes.
Trying to gross ourselves out.
That grossed me out. I was grossed out before it came out of my mouth.
Hello there,
so to speak.
Don and Mike show. Is this a mommy?
Yes, it is.
Okay, what's your name, honey?
My name is Debbie.
Debbie, thank you for calling. You had a bad Mother's Day.
I had a crappy Mother's Day.
Tell us about it, honey.
Please tell us.
My husband rides dirt bikes. He was racing on Saturday and crashed. He has 7 broken ribs. Bye!
Okay, again, that's akin to your uterus falling
yes,
out.
Yes, too lovey-dovey. It's got. We want the mom who's going to be disappointed.
Yeah. She actually had something bad happen.
That's luck of the draw. That's horrible.
Her husband got in an accident.
Yeah, hope he recovers. But you're not going to win the prize.
No, you don't get Huey Lewis tickets for that.
No.
It's got to be. Well, I don't. You know, if we're not going to get the calls, we're not going to tell
the
you.
The neglected mom is what we're looking for.
That's right.
The really neglected mommy. You know, if you've got some husband that really did something, or the family really did something to make you feel unimportant,
or the chillins.
The chillins.
Hello, Donna, my show.
Don and Mike, how's it going, guys?
Not a mother.
Are you a mother?
I am not a mother.
He's a mother effer.
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Nothing. I was just commenting about the placenta that you were talking about there. I had a fantasy football team last year, and its name was Placenta Pie, and I actually I won the league last year and got a lot of acclimates for my name, and I think that's why that I won.
Do you have it on your trophy?
I do.
You could wipe it congratulations, off. And the lesson for today will be, what is an acclimate?
Exactly.
But congratulations on getting all your acclimates.
All I know is that placenta pie kicks ass a la mode.
Mm-hmm.
Try
it with some chunky monkey.
You put it in the Betty Crocker competition, and you got hundreds of acclimates.
Wash it down with acclimates.
You just put it in the microwave just for 15 seconds, just to get the placenta just to warm up a little bit.
What you like is that with a big glass of acclimate.
On ice.
And Metamucil.
That works.
Yeah, but careful.
Your buzz.
You don't want to lose your voice.
That's right.
We're good old Buzzy.
Right.
Let me see. Mike, we were talking about this before the show today. Really, really sad news. You want to talk about the dude, Jerry Falwell, Opie and Anthony, the crumbling of our rights to speak. The real news today is ABC canceled the George Lopez show.
No!
Yes, Mike.
That is a bad raw deal. I will sue them.
Do you know what show they canceled it for?
According to Jim.
No, you know that show they're making about the cavemen? The Geico cavemen?
That's total BS. Don't they understand that I have a capability of doing a show? I told the producers that I could do this show for many years.
Those Lopez tapes about,
Remember they're missing.
Oh, you mean the Bleacher Bum?
Yeah, that's
you mean my television miniseries?
We lost it today.
Do you mean where I played a radio guy?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, Rob Spiewak, you're in trouble.
Do you have the blues?
Ah, you've got the blues.
Change your shirt.
Change your shirt, man. If you've got the blues, I am very frustrated. What am I going to do now? Play golf? Give me a break.
ABC had their upfronts today,
yes.
Which is where the networks stand on a stage at Radio City Music Hall, mm-hmm. and they announce all of the crappy shows they're going to put out in the next year.
Right. They are going to be a bunch of crybabies when they see the great ratings that I have garnered them in the George Lopez show do not come along any longer.
George Lopez's show is canceled.
Oh, man, that really sucks.
Here we go. Here's his quote. You got to love this.
Okay.
TV just became really white again. I just got kicked out for a caveman. So a Chicano can't be on TV, but a caveman can?
Right.
That's right. It's all racial.
That's right.
Remember, man, what a bad day. They canceled my show, and you're interviewing the sheriff of Maricopa County. All he's talking about is locking up illegals. Boy, this is a very bad place to be.
Mm-hmm.
Man, oh, man. I have my green card. Give me a break.
You know, I've always wondered how that show stays on the air, but even more, the one that you mentioned there, George, that according to Jim, ATJ...
No, wait a minute.
How does that stay on the air?
Because of his comedy brilliance. We at ABC thought we had the home of all the great programming, and now they have canceled me. Well, I tell you, Jim Belushi, Get ready, Jim Belushi. Uh-huh. They're coming to get you too, amigo.
I don't think, according to Jim's, on their fall schedule, is it, at ABC? I don't think they included it.
Oh, my God.
Well, nobody's paying attention to that.
Back.
No! Faggot. No! Kelly Clarkson!
Sorry, I just had a little meltdown there.
Well, sure. Course.
Holy pepinillos! What is going on? Oh, man, I am so angry right now that I am ready to throw some lechuga at them. I really am. That's lettuce, you know.
What's lechuga?
Lettuce. Savoia. Oh, yes. Are you bringing out your translation dictionary?
I am. Hey, George?
Yes, I'm here. Ask me any questions you have. Fire away, Don Geronimo.
Hey, George.
Over here.
Cunato yo le debo a usted?
I know the translation.
What does that mean?
I have gotten my finger caught in the disposal. Give me a break.
So that's how much do I owe you?
Huh. Give me another one.
Okay.
I will translate for you.
Me gustara, por favor.
I cannot possibly come to visit you in San Diego. I do not have enough tread left on my tires.
No, that's supposed to mean I would like dot, 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 please. Hold on. Le queda sienta bien.
That is translated as follows. Do not give me a dirty look because your chili rellenos are better than mine.
No, that means it looks good on you. Really? Where did you get this thing, Mike?
Michael O'Mara got that in the car wash.
Oh.
They have it right there on display in the car wash. Don't you find it handy?
Spanish vocabulary, quick study.
I believe
quick study academic.
Everyone should have Spanish vocabulary handy to them at all moments.
Yeah.
Of course not.
No, it was
they
five.
Charge. You know what, Rob Spiewak?
$5.95,
Robbie. They charge for everything in the car wash. I got a lovely rubber little plate that I put on my dashboard to hold my cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even sticky, but it sticks just like it's glue. Give me a break.
Those things of Ryan Seacrest radio show?
Yeah.
Okay, would you find them? Oh, hold on, I got them right here. Ryan Seacrest has his show in Los Angeles,
right,
and had Kelly Pickler on.
Ah, asking, the lovely Kelly Pickler.
Asking her about those new gigantic boobs that we saw.
Ah. Well, it's nice to see that he's doing his job as a disc jockey.
On American Idol, so let's roll this, please.
Well, friends, Kelly Pickler is with us at Kiss FM. It's always refreshing to speak with
friends.
Is that the Ryan Seacrest that we used to hate when we would go to Los Angeles and hear him on the radio?
Go on.
Well, friends. Well, friends, Kelly Pickler is with us at Kiss FM. It's always refreshing to speak with Kelly. And a few months ago, you were on American Idol. It was great to see you.
You know, when you hear him doing a show, you'll get a little more of that puke, and that's still, hey, it's on Kiss FM with Kelly Pickler.
Kind of like Man Cow without the testicles dropping. Well, friends, Kelly Pickler is with us at Kiss FM. It's always refreshing to speak with Kelly. And a few months ago, you were on American Idol. It was great to see you. Hey, well, what do you say to those who are buzzing about the supersized Kelly that was on the set?
Are you talking about my boobs?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not...
Yeah, he is. Go ahead, Ryan.
My boobs anyways, pervert.
No, I'm not...
You know what? That's what we need on this show.
We need Kelly Pickler.
No, I'm talking about... You hear that ambiance that make it sound like you got a room full of young, drunk college students?
Uh-huh. We had that. It was 1987. Yeah, I know.
Almost makes it sound happen. Not really, but I mean, almost.
Well, friends, Kelly Pickler is with us at Kiss FM. It's always refreshing to speak with Kelly. And a few months ago, you were on American Idol. It was great to see you. Hey, well, what do you say to those who are buzzing about the supersized Kelly that was on the set?
Are you talking about my boobs?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not...
Yeah, he is. Go ahead, Ryan.
Boobs, did he...
No, that's what we need. That off my back.
Whoa, Ryan, whoa!
All right, well, Rob and I can do that. You don't need to, you know, this is budget time. You don't need to bring in extra people. Right. Say something funny and Rob and I will try to do it.
Right? How about those boobs?
Oh,
All right, we got it. Never mind. Thank you. We got it. It's in our repertoire.
Anyways, pervert.
No, I'm not looking at them. America looked at them.
I know you're not looking at them now.
It's because her hair was shorter and her boobs looked bigger.
America looked at them and America asked.
Her hair was shorter, so everything else looked bigger.
That's exactly how it goes.
I'm 20. My boobs are supposed to be perky.
America, they have a voice in all of this, and they look and they vote and they decide and they want to know.
They look and they vote and they decide.
Yeah.
What's the verdict then, Ron?
What do I think?
Ron.
How would you know if you weren't looking at them?
Well, I looked at them after I didn't look at them.
Like I said, really good show he does.
Jesus.
Hey, everybody.
He's on the TV every week.
He's
good on the TV.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hi, this is Nancy.
Oh, hi, Nancy. Oh, are you now the bad mommies are calling.
Oh, yes.
Or the mommies who had the bad mommy then.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Nancy. Yes, I had a terrible Mother's Day.
Well, what happened, honey?
Well, my husband was working, and he was leaving on Monday to go on a golf trip for a week. So I had all three of my kids and took them over to a brunch at my brother's house.
Yes.
And my youngest proceeded to throw up all over the place. So then I had to run over to Georgetown Mall to pick up something for my husband's trip. He threw up all in the mall. Then I left the mall and came home and put the kids to bed early and drank a bottle of wine while I was watching the Survivor finale just to kind of take the edge off, and wound up drinking too much. Got the bed spins, threw up all over the place.
You threw up too?
Yes.
So your kid threw up all day and then you threw up?
Yeah, and so then when my husband came home at 11 before his last night before he left his trip, I was in no shape to greet him.
Oh, well. Now, you know what would have been great is if your husband came home and he threw up. Then it would have been the throw-up trifecta.
Yeah, sorry, not bad enough.
But, I mean, I'm sorry for your bad day.
Hope okay, thanks.
Feeling better.
You were looking for the cherry scene from Stand By Me.
That's right.
Where everyone throws up.
Projectile vomiting.
Exactly.
That's right.
Not to be confused with the cherry pit scene in Witches of Eastwick.
Also great.
Where she throws up the cherry pits.
So you had a bad day.
What's the song they play now when they leave on American Idol?
Going Home by Daughtry.
Is that who it is by Chris Daughtry? How does it go?
I'm going home. I'm going home. You're screwed up and you're good.
There's more pickler
tape.
There's a part two.
I'm not okay.
Pepinillos in Spanish, Rob.
Don't care about that.
Kelly Pepinillo.
Know what I do care about? The hottest new game show that's sweeping America.
Pick a pair.
Pick a pair.
Say it or sing it.
Pick a pair.
I like singing it.
You do yet? Pick a pair.
Oh, that's the best one yet.
It's a game show that's been invented by Joe Artinger.
All right.
And apparently he's going to quiz you and I. We're going to learn the rules, and we're going to play the game. You and I will actually play.
We get to play?
Yes. You and I are the contestants, and Joe is your charming MC.
Oh, fantastic. Sheriff Joe.
Pick a pair.
Called Pick a Pair.
Pick a Pair.
Now, really, I...
Pick a Pair of Kelly Picklers.
Totally flying blind on this. All I know is I got an email saying, Joe has a great idea for a game.
And that's it.
That's it.
That's terrifying. That's all you need to know.
We have music.
Pick a Pair. Pick a Pair.
Time for Pick a Pair, everybody.
Pick a Pair.
Pick a Pair. Does the audience get to play?
I think you and I are going to try it out to find out how bad it sucks.
Right, so this is the inaugural edition, and we're going to play.
Yes, and if it don't suck real bad, then we'll play with our listeners.
Very good.
But how can it suck? Because listen to this.
And almost in a very weird acid flashback kind of way that goes along with the music. Great jingle, and of course, another fabulous Rob Spiewak music selection, picked at a time when men wore hats.
We'll break and come back with...
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, this would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
The Don and Mike Show.
Joe.
Hi, Joe.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
How are you doing, Joe?
Joe.
Joe. Hi, Joe.
of human waste, save some for me.
Rock, stop that. It's silly.
Yes, it is.
Very silly indeed.
Very silly indeed.
If I was any happier, my pants would be wet.
Right, me too.
Whoa, yes, it is.
And here he is now.
What not?
Cyber Joe.
What not?
And Joe's game.
What not?
And Joe's game is called...
Pick a pair.
Pick a pair.
Now, Joe, perhaps to the discerning ear, they couldn't tell. I'm a pro.
Right.
I'm a pro.
That's a jingle you made by yourself.
Yes.
How about that?
That's pretty solid.
The quality might surprise you, Mike.
That's fabulous.
Pick a pair.
That Joe's jingle.
That's great. Pick a pair. Are all the voices yours?
Yes.
Can he build one for you?
Pick a pair.
How do you play pick a pair, Joe?
Well, welcome, gentlemen, to the newest game show sweeping the nation. It's pick a pair. Pick a pair is
music stop.
Joe, just explain to us how to play the game.
Okay, Don.
Please,
Sheriff Joe. Can you say it yourself, please?
Thank you, Joe.
Sheriff Joe. Anyway,
Sheriff Joe's pick a pair.
Right.
I will read a list of three items.
Pick a pair.
And from that three items, you will pick a pair and explain to me what they have in common, or you can pick one.
Oh, sorry. Wish your microphone was inadvertently turned up. Subconsciously, you were meaning to do that.
Or you can pick one and explain why you're excluding that one from the pair. That's how we play.
Pick a pair.
Did you follow that?
No. Can you give an example, Joe?
All right. Well, let's try this. Mike?
Yes.
Helicopter, boat, airplane.
Helicopter and airplane, because they both fly.
You know what he did?
What?
He picked a pair.
Mm-hmm.
Pick a pair.
That's how we play. Pick a pair.
Do they increase in difficulty?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I see. So it starts out like hard.
That's from the list of easy pick a pair.
Give me an easy one.
All right. Oranges, apples, cherries.
Apples.
No, you have to pick a pair.
Pick a pair.
Oh.
You have to pick a pair and say why they're similar.
Cherries and apples, because they're red.
Oh, I got it.
So I got
it.
No, ding. Correct.
Ding for correct.
When you just point at the machines, I have no way of knowing what sound effect it is.
You know. So you know. There you go.
That's
and that's how we play.
Pick a pair.
A lot of work, isn't it?
You used to yell at me when you guys were doing shows in New York because I didn't hit those on time.
God damn, Joe.
All righty then.
I don't know about this.
I think it's going to be fascinating.
Shall we go for a medium one, gentlemen?
Sure, let's try it, please.
All right.
Who gets to go first?
Well, you both got them right, so we'll go back to you, Mike.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, medium. Cobra, python, rattlesnake.
A cobra and rattlesnake because they're both venomous. That's correct.
That's how we play.
I picked a bear.
Do you see him over there like he's in ancient Rome doing thumbs up and thumbs down?
You can't just point, Joe. You have to say as the host, you have to say that's correct.
Just say that's correct, and I'll come through with that.
That's right. Not that's correct. This is a game show.
Right.
That's right. That's the
way to play that.
That's
right. Okay, Don.
Yes,
you're next. Paris Hilton. Britney Spears, Lindsay Lohan.
Britney Spears and Lindsay Lohan because they're both brunettes.
Mm.
No, the other one. Leave out Paris Hilton. The other two are brunettes.
Right. Well, no, Britney's a blonde.
Or is she?
I've seen her as both. Well, okay.
That's not correct, Don.
I'm sorry, what was the pair?
Britney and Lohan have been to rehab recently.
The judges were looking for
and that's how we play.
So pick a pair.
Pick a pair.
So it's got to be what the judges decide. I mean, what you're looking for.
Let's try another one, please.
All right, back to Mike.
What are we, medium, easy, or hard?
You want to go hard or medium?
Hard. I want to go hard.
Hard, okay.
Of course you do, Mike.
Hard. Go hard, Joe.
Okay. Calico cat, Manx cat, tabby cat.
He loves cats. Calico and tabby because they're both multicolored.
That's not correct.
Damn it.
Pick a pair.
That's half correct. Calico and tabbies
These are three types of cats. Calico and tabby cats have tails. The Manx cat has no tail.
Right. I was screwed on that category.
Judges, we're looking for tail.
God damn it.
Give me another one. Give me a medium one, please.
A medium. Very good.
Does he get more of a point value because he's taking a less of a point value because he takes a medium and I took a hard?
Oh, excuse me, Mike. I'm stupider than you. I got a medium one wrong.
Oh, you got a medium one wrong?
I got the Lindsay Lohan, Britney Spears one wrong.
Are we keeping score?
No, this is the run-through.
Rob's keeping.
Rob is
oh, this is the run-through?
All right, give me a hard one.
All right.
Master of ceremonies.
Master of jack of all trades.
Okay. Well, here's one for you, Don.
Yes, Joe.
Batman, Superman, Spider-Man.
Batman and Spider-Man because they are both from Earth.
That is correct. Superman is from Krypton.
Good answer.
It's Ira.
Thanks, Mike.
That's good, Don.
Do you want easy, medium, or hard?
I'll take a medium now.
All right. A square, a circle, a triangle. A square, a circle, a triangle.
Pick a pair. A triangle and a square because they both have angles.
That is correct. Also known as corners.
Corners.
The circle.
Corners.
The circle is made up of a continuous arc.
With no corners. Boy did his research, didn't he?
All right, I'll take a medium one.
How many six packs were involved in this?
What did Mike take last time? A medium?
Yes, he did. Oh, my wife's calling me. Should I take that?
The host, take it.
Go ahead, take
the
it.
MC tell will be with
you. You're killing on the show right now.
Hi, baby.
Lie to her.
Hello?
Why?
Oh, she dropped off.
Oh, that's a shame.
Too bad. Get all
the damn. Did she help you with this game?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
What about the vagina?
Okay. So we're going to Don with a medium?
Yeah. Right.
What do you do with an elderly woman?
Sorry, Tracy, baby. That wasn't for you.
Bob Barker, Ted Koppel, Regis Philbin.
Bob Barker and Regis Philbin because they're game show hosts.
That is correct. Ted Koppel is a TV news anchor.
Yeah.
That's how we play.
The aforementioned.
This is a really sucky game, isn't it?
Yeah, and let's get an easy one because I want to make it suckier.
It's great.
I'm ready for easy. It's tied.
Tie game.
Okay. Chris Rock. Larry the Cable Guy, Dave Chappelle. Chris Rock, Larry the Cable Guy.
Do we have any of that ticking music? Thinking music? But that's what this game needs. We need thinking music.
No, Mike, you just get a TikTok.
It's an easy one. Chris Rock, Larry the Cable Guy, Dave Chappelle.
I'm going to exclude Larry the Cable Guy because he's the comedian that wears a hat.
That is incorrect.
Damn. It wouldn't be that Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle are both black, would it?
That would be correct. Larry the Cable Guy is white. Sorry, Mike, but that's how we play.
Fantastic. Get her done now.
Remember, it was an easy one.
Yeah, that was an easy one, yes.
Give me a hard one.
Do you have more easy ones than hard ones?
Give me a rock hard one.
I got like 10 of each shirt. A dozen of each.
Very
rock
good.
Hard.
Give Donna
hard as your head.
You want the hardest one? Well, the trickiest one?
Just give me a hard one.
Okay.
Your chance to take the lead.
Goodfellas, The Godfather, Casino. All movies, Goodfellas, The Godfather, Casino.
Goodfellas and Casino because they're directed by, what's his name? No? Same guy.
That is correct.
Oh. Martin Scorsese.
Goodfellas were directed by Martin Scorsese, Godfather by Francis Ford Coppola.
I've got
and
one for you.
And that's how
Don.
We play.
Francis Ford Coppola.
I've got one for you.
You like Francis Coppola, don't you?
Coppola.
Mike?
I've got one for you, Don.
Okay.
Okay. Tom Gavin. Robert the Angry Mailman.
Robert the Angry Mailman.
And Joe Hardinger.
Tom and Joe, because they're both retarded.
That's correct.
You're
and
right.
And that's how we play.
Fair. All right, I'll take a real hard one.
All right, last one from Mike, the hardest one you have.
Hardest one. And this is, and, okay.
And it better not be about
on,
cats.
Hold on, not the tricky one. Not your slippery, tricky one.
Okay.
Rosie O'Donnell,
So feel free to go ahead and scratch, too. When he's sitting there and he pulls his T-shirt up, gives himself a good old lion in the underneath the tree scratch. Bear rubbing up against the tree scratch.
God damn it, Joe.
Rosie O'Donnell, Melissa Etheridge, Ellen DeGeneres. Rosie O'Donnell, Melissa Etheridge, Ellen DeGeneres.
Pick a pair. Rosie O'Donnell and Ellen DeGeneres, both lesbians with their own television shows.
That's half correct, but I'll give it to you. The judges give it to you. Mm-hmm. Rosie and Ellen are comedians. Melissa Etheridge is a musician. And that's how we play.
That's the hardest one
he's got. Pick a pair.
No. All right, let's go to our listeners and see what they think of this game.
Let's do that.
Let's see if it's a keeper. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. I just want to say Joe's game has too many holes in it. Because a square, a circle, and a triangle could have been either or. Because you could have went with a square.
I'm sorry, sir, but that is not how we play. Good day. I said good day.
Bye.
Wow. Well, he's defending his game.
It's tough. You like this game.
I like this game. I like it a lot.
Give one to Buzz. Let Buzz play.
Easy, medium, or hard?
Hard.
Okay.
Hard for Buzz. Hard.
Okay.
They should all. And that would be my one serious critique of the game. They should all be very hard.
Hard as nails.
Hard.
Tough as nails. Oh. Hard as a rock.
Okay, Buzz.
What do you got?
Tommy Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Richie Sambora.
Mm-hmm.
David Coverdale.
I'm going to say Tommy Lee and Richie Sambora because they both had Pam.
No, they had Heather, right?
That's correct, and that's Heather. How we play.
They shared a blonde. I didn't know they used that.
You were on the right track.
I didn't know they used that cooking spray. Are we going to take more calls?
Sure we are, Mike. Hello, Don and Mike.
Let's say that.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I've got a pick a pair suggestion for you.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's not how we play.
Now, wait, Joe. This is a good sign. People are so excited about the game, they're coming up with their own pick-a-pairs.
Yes.
Here an example.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, how about that? Isn't that something game? The glorious six-way game and pick-a-pair.
That's four things.
Well, no, the first two you mentioned were our games that are very good, and this one is the one that Joe thought that sucks. That's how I would pick those pairs.
Ding, ding, ding. You're a winner.
Okay, thank you. The audience got a little dig on you there.
Yeah, he was giving
you a bang. We'll get a dig on them when we play. Delete the phone call from the bank.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
A game I like to play in the back room.
Hello, you're on
when
the
when I'm hungover.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Hello.
What's up?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
What's up?
Oh, come on. Get
I just tried to call you.
Oh, stop it. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, I like this game.
A vote of confidence.
Of course you do.
Hey, Joe. Is Joe still there?
Yes, he's here.
Hey, Joe, this is Mike from Napa Valley. I call you all the time. Anyway,
game. That's right. Hey, Mike, how are you?
How you doing, Bubba?
Good.
Well, I got to go back to work. See you guys later.
There's your vote of confidence. Hey. Mike from Napa Valley.
Hi, Joe.
That wonderful? Not in wine country.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Gotta go back to work.
Hello.
Bye, it's a party.
Is it Elmo?
Excuse me, what?
What are you doing?
No, the game stinks.
The game stinks.
There you go.
Well, let's play your game,
ass.
All right, Joe, we gave it a shot.
It was fun.
Let's play some more.
Do you have any others?
I've got an easy one for you.
He's not giving up without a fight.
I'm pretty excited about this.
Don has control of the
board. You've been tracking.
Literally.
Thanks, fat ass.
Turning on other people.
I think a hard one.
Well, let's give Mike an easy one. One he can do.
Yes, because that's the key to success.
Let's patronize Mike here.
Well, but this is right up his alley.
Donnie knows because I'm on board with it.
He's got a good one.
Bourbon, tequila, scotch.
Bourbon and scotch, two brown liquors.
Close enough. Bourbon and scotch are whiskeys distilled from grain mash. Tequila is made from the agave plant.
Pick a pair.
You want the hard, tricky one?
Why don't you pick a pair of my balls? Just get out of here, Joe.
All right, thanks, Joe. Well, that's how we play.
Okay, all right.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Never again, Joe.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for trying, though.
It's the effort that counts.
What's he saying on his way out the door?
He said it was my idea.
He said it was Rob's idea.
It was.
It was your idea?
Wait a second.
Hold on a second, boy.
Wait, hold on.
Hold on.
Step up.
The witness will take the stand.
We both like to prosecute in the same way.
Bring it.
Bring it.
I told Joe, I said, I heard a great idea, great name for a game.
A great name.
Do you want to start again?
I heard Joe told Joe, but great job, pick a game.
I'm the only one who went down to see Joe. I told Joe, I've got a great name for a game, pick a pair.
Right.
Do something with it.
Come up with a game.
Oh, so you just came up with the title.
That's
fifth
it.
The name.
Oh, well, that's fine.
That's all right.
And it is a great name, and the jingles are the best part.
Pick a pair.
Okay, thank you.
Pick
and
a pair.
And Mike won, because you gave up control of the board.
Why don't you pick a pair of my Klingons?
And we always know they come in twos.
Even number.
Delightful twos. I love it when everyone on the show's been drinking.
Okay, thank you, everybody.
Thanks so much.
That's the first and last installment of Pick a Pair. Okay.
Pick a Pair.
Rob, Stewart Productions. What was that, boy? You want to say that on the microphone?
They're both brown liquors.
Brown liquors.
I said brown liquors. He said whiskey.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello. You're on the air.
All right. How about Spider-Man 1, Spider-Man 3, pick a pair.
Well, know your audience. I understand exactly what he's saying.
What does he mean, Mike?
Gibberish.
Oh.
He's mentally retarded.
Yes,
hold
indeed.
On. Explain that to us. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, explain that.
Explain it, please.
Spider-Man 1 was great. Spider-Man 3 sucked. Pick a pair sucked.
Oh, pick a pair.
See?
I get it.
There you go. We were going to mock you and you're with us.
That's very good.
You know, here we are. We were gonna torch you.
But
as it turns out, you could join us.
Yes, pick a pair was actually not a request. It was actually part of the list.
Instead of setting you on fire, we would give you a torch, and you could run with us through the mob, through the small city, as we drag Joe, the remains of Joe, through the streets of wherever it is where they run the bulls.
You should be very Pamplona, or Pamplona. Yeah. I made it sound like pamperin.
The cobblestone steps
of Pamplona.
I thought we could put Joe in a window and burn it down.
Like Franken.
Thank you for the call.
Hello?
Okay, thank you.
Right, after your mother.
Very busy.
He deserved it, Rob.
I started with thank you for the call.
Right,
thank you for the call.
After
your mother.
Mine is. We don't dole out those incredible compliments very often.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
It's the BME Award-winning Don and Mike Show.
Thinking about American Idol tonight. Just talking to Rob about it.
Right.
Three songs each. Does anybody know that they have a mentor tonight?
I don't know.
Does anybody know?
You know, with three thongs each, it doesn't even matter who the mentor is. It's going to be boring.
Yeah. Really fast.
What's happened to television anyway? All of our shows have fallen apart.
Only two words could save that show tonight, Neil Sedaka. Then I'm watching with a great deal of joy.
I see your Neil Sedaka, and I trump you with a Neil Diamond.
Oh, Neil Diamond. Oh.
Ooh.
Yeah, we're playing the Neil game. Yeah. And, Mike, I trump that with Neil Young.
Ooh. Oh, boy, musical Neils. And I got Neil Simon, playwright.
No.
Neil Patrick Harris, actor.
No. Neil Armstrong.
Well, now you're just going into the whole Neil thing.
Vince Neil, Curly Neil.
Those are last name Neils.
I know they are. I'm just kind
of. But you're king of the musical Neils.
King of the Neils.
King of all Neils.
King of all Neils.
Oh, all right.
Please.
Pick a pair.
You could be king of the Neil. You were king of the whatever we were did last.
Well, since
time.
I can't come up with them, well, then fine. You're king of the Neils.
Thank you, my lord.
Yes, my lady, you are king of the Neils, and wear the crown proudly.
He does.
I'm reeling after pick a pair.
And of course, Mike, let me just totally pile on with the victory with one that only you will get.
Okay.
that out.
You got him.
Yeah.
Before I gave his entire name, you see, and I couldn't do that. No. He's the lucky man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, never mind. He's a very
ooh,
lucky
man. What a lucky man.
He's a lucky man named Neil. A Maxim magazine. Remember when we used to... Buzz, hold on to the news.
Sure.
Remember when we used to rate women?
Yeah.
Just mm-hmm. based on their physical appearance, mm-hmm. nothing else. Well, Maxim magazine, everybody else does this now. We don't even bother rating women anymore. Mm-hmm. The new one is out.
The top 100?
Yeah. And what a lame list it is. Boozy mixed up Lindsay Lohan is number one.
What is that? I mean, who hit her with the lucky stick?
Now, how do you possibly have Jessica Alba at number two?
Oh, I think she should be in the top
and
10.
And Lindsay Lohan at number one, though. I mean, right. I'm not complaining about
Jessica Alba. Oh, you think Jessica Alba should be number one?
I'm saying,
I agree.
How the freak do you get Lindsay Lohan at number one and mm-hmm. her at number two?
I've seen more pictures of her on the internet today, Lindsay Lohan, and she looks like Malcolm in the Middle.
But I think that's what it is. It's because she is so exposed. That's why she makes these lists.
Now she's boning a soccer guy's son in England, and so she's the darling of the British tabloid.
Oh, great.
You've got Scarlett Johansson.
She's in the top 10. Oh, yeah.
Christina Aguilera, Jessica Biel, Eva Mendes,
mm-hmm.
Eva Longoria, mm-hmm. Fergie.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Fergie's a little skanky, I think. Angelina Jolie, Beyonce. Ashley Jessica Simpson, let me see. Ashley Olsen made it at 37, but the other Olsen girl
Mary Kate didn't make it?
Did not make it.
Too skinny.
And number 29 is Sarah Silverman.
What about the vagina?
Exactly. Sarah Silverman. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
My lord, my lady.
Howdy.
I was just wondering what Carla thought of the game.
I thought he sucked.
Thank you.
Carla didn't like that.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
That was funny. Hey, Neil Sean from Journey.
Neil who from Journey?
Neil Sean.
No, you're right, but it's too late. You can't call the pile on
Neil
afterwards.
Neil
Peart, great drummer.
Sorry.
Yes, Don's already king of the Neils.
I love you guys.
Love you, too. King of all you Neils, including that one that I had to delete the name out of.
Mm-hmm.
Rhino Neil. That's what they call him now that he's big and fat.
Rhino.
Rhino. R-H-I-N-O.
Rhino Neil.
Rhino Neil. Here is Buzz Elston. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna
it's
Mike.
It's time for the news.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
This is the news.
It is. Recapping today's breaking news, first of all. Satellite radio company XM today suspended Opie and Anthony immediately for 30 days for laughing at a homeless man talking about raping prominent women. The company says ONA apologized, but then made comments yesterday that indicated they didn't take that seriously. Also today, the passing of Moral Majority Leader Jerry Falwell at age 73.
Time out. Quick update.
Okay, on ONA?
Yeah, we heard that CBS is actually, at least tomorrow, going to run their show.
Which is really unprecedented, because it means our general manager was actually right.
And for those of you who know a bit of our history with ONA and with Ron and Fez, who are buddies of ours as well...
Yeah.
I just talked to somebody who said that while Opie and Anthony are off the air at XM,
right,
Ron and Fez are going to cover their shift.
Mm-hmm.
And Ron and Fez also do the midday show and then also do a nighttime show on free FM radio in New York.
They're going to do all of them?
Those poor guys. I think they do three shifts.
Oh, my God.
That's their lot of
life.
They
have always done that.
Or maybe they're getting rid of one of the shifts. They're going to end up doing two shifts again, though. Hey!
America's substitute host.
Wow. And get well, Fez Wadley, our friend Fez.
I guess he's back now, right?
Fez just came back?
Right.
Yes, he was.
As I mentioned, Jerry Falwell passing today, the founder of the religious right, heart attack, age 73. Now, if you felt a little more exposed, a little more naked today, here's why. As of today, the FBI...
My fly is open.
But almost as good.
Hey, keep it that way.
It has been all day, brother.
Like I didn't notice it.
Starting today, the FBI can follow along as you surf the net. Today is the day that cable companies, phone companies, and all other internet service providers are required to allow FBI surveillance. Some had to buy new equipment or reconfigure what they had.
That's why my computer is running slower.
To make this technically possible.
Go ahead, look at it. It's channel 593. Big black boobies. I bought it, okay.
And all the other great programming that comes with the five-channel package. And but this is about the internet, and universities are also having to let the FBI into their network.
Internet
as of today as well.
Internet porn. Does.
After 9/11, the Bush administration's Justice Department started pressuring the FCC to reinterpret the law. As of today, that new interpretation is being enforced.
If it's human waste, save some for me.
MySpace, meanwhile, is taking some heat in the hunt for kid touchers. The top prosecutors from 8 states are asking MySpace to turn over the names of registered sex offenders who are also registered MySpace users. They're also asking
MySpace. I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
There he is.
Now, how do they find those guys? Do they get on MySpace and on their personal profile put kid toucher?
I think the attorney generals are asking MySpace to compare the official lists of registered kid touchers.
I can't pee in public bathrooms.
Their membership lists as well.
Well, good. I hope they do that.
And they're asking MySpace to post information about these guys and where they live. These attorneys general say that there were over 100 incidents last year in which adults used MySpace to prey on kids. The states making this request of MySpace are Ohio, North Carolina, New Hampshire, Connecticut, Idaho, Georgia, Mississippi, and Pennsylvania. The top prosecutors from those states are asking MySpace to reply to this letter by the end of the month.
I say go for it.
Internet access for our troops in Iraq is being cut by the Pentagon. That means no more blogs or MySpace pages and no more YouTube videos from the troops. The Pentagon gives two reasons. One, security, and two, the heavy data load that all that video puts on the Defense Department's computer network. Video does take up a lot of band space.
So these are guys that are going over there, unlike great wars in the past, you know, where you could, like, duck into France for a long weekend. You know, you don't have any real outlet for a lot of your energy over there, but you do have the internet, and now they don't get that anymore.
The only thing you got, I was talking to a neighbor who has a relative there,
mm-hmm.
said really the only way to keep in touch with them is text messaging.
Mm-hmm.
That that's the really only the sure way that even if the internet goes down, you can still text all the time.
Right. One soldier says he keeps his family up to date through his blog, and he says he keeps the information on his blog as vague as possible, tries to be responsible in what he shows and tells there. He and other soldiers will now have to go to internet cafes independent of the Defense Department's computer network to send electronic letters to home.
Well, once again, I just want to say, you know, the priorities in America, from the top to the bottom, we're making everything happen just the way I would hope it would be in 2007. We're in a war that we can't win. We're screwing our guys and girls that are over there getting their butts shot off, and we're taking away all of our rights on the radio.
Yeah.
And 24 stinks,
but have a good day.
And they're singing 3 songs on American Idol tonight.
Right here on the Jerry Todd Show here this morning, and we'll play the incredible contest in just a sec. But right now, a little business to take care of.
I always watch the Jerry Todd Show.
Jerry Todd.
Well, very old for you. So very old.
Incidentally, Joe did that jingle.
It was Jingle Shack.
Yeah, come on. You know what? Army, Air Force, Navy, Marines, whoever it is. Jesus, let the guys watch YouTube. Let the guys communicate with their families on MySpace, for God's sake.
And I don't buy that about the data load. Mm-hmm. I really don't buy that. Yeah. I don't think that's true. I think they're trying to find an excuse.
I mean, buy the load part. It's a big load.
It is a big load.
Big butt load.
Those guys are going squirrely over there anyway.
Yeah, I would think so.
I mean, they're talking about it. More coming back with the, you know, post-traumatic stress syndrome. Yeah.
One guy who called earlier seemed fine, though.
Last time I checked, you can see some skin on my space, can't you?
Sure.
She likes some breasticles.
But the last time I checked, you also can't, like, roll into parts of Baghdad where there's a good red light district. You know, isn't that the great tradition of the military? You know, that you'd have a port of call in the Navy, or you'd have some weekend leave in a foreign country where you can go in. And you're over there where you can't do that.
Can't drink, can't do anything.
Anything you want.
Well, you're going to go to the Baghdad Cafe and find a Wi-Fi hotspot.
No way.
You know what I'm saying?
But they don't fly them out either, do they? I mean, it's not like they give the...
Not lately.
The weekend... No. I'm curious to know that. Do they have the weekend pass for anybody that's over there?
Where would you go?
Exactly. I think it's too far away. You couldn't go anywhere. It's too expensive.
Hey, congratulations. You got the weekend off. Have a good time in Afghanistan.
Enjoy the sand.
Thank you, Joe.
When we spoke of internet service providers earlier, we didn't talk about the power companies. Now, apparently, broadband internet can be offered over the same wires that power your toaster. Some power companies are already doing this.
That's like the super antenna.
It is only this works.
That was a product you bought off TV that you plug into any outlet and it turned your house into an entire TV antenna.
Yeah, all the wiring would turn into an antenna and it failed miserably. This works. This works. Some power companies already providing internet service on the power lines.
Okay.
Now, DirecTV is talking about offering high-speed internet access through power lines. Unlike cable companies, DirecTV has no network to accommodate broadband. Company says offering high-speed hookups through power lines may be what it needs to compete.
That's what our troops need, a high-speed hookup.
Talk to the Ranger.
Ranger?
Power Ranger.
The Power Rangers. George Lopez, not the only guy...
Take a pair.
Not the only guy... Not the only guy canceled this week, George Lopez.
New York Rangers.
I'll tell you about others when we come
up. Texas Rangers. Lone Ranger.
Texas Rangers.
Lone Ranger.
Yeah, I know you got to go to break. Hold it. Give me 5 seconds.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ranger Andy.
Ranger Hal.
Ranger Rick.
Ranger, the Ranger from Yogi Bear.
Mr. Ranger.
Mr. Ranger.
Mr. Ranger. King of the Rangers. You've got me by those two.
Uh-oh.
Tango.
Tango.
God, I hate when I lose two in a row.
Ah, it's a good day.
Walker.
Yeah, well, I sort of said Texas Ranger, but I didn't say Walker, and thanks for piling on.
Nancy Walker.
Nancy Walker. Hot as balls.
Hot as Rhoda's balls. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The word from Planet Crackpot.
The Don and Mike Show.
Come and lick the dot of Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, boy.
Big, 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 bigger than big,
sure.
Bigger than big, big, big,
sure
big,
there,
big. Bang, 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 big, big, big,
sure
bigger than big, bigger than big, big,
sure
big,
there,
big,
boy.
Bang, big, 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 bigger than big,
sure
bigger
there
than big, 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 bigger than big, bigger than big, 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 bigger than big, bigger than big, 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 bang, 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 bang.
Why do you favor radio?
Big, 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 bigger than big, bigger than big, 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 bang, 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 bang,
get it. Sure there, boy.
There you are, Larry.
These them and those.
There, we're there.
Hi there, Curly Joe.
Hi, Don and Mike. Don mentioned this earlier, but it bears repeating. George Lopez says ABC told him it was canceled because the show was costing more to make than it returned in profit.
Let me just say this to ABC.
Mm-hmm.
You canceled George Lopez, huh?
George Lopez. Sir.
You're loco.
Lopez says,
Moco in the cabeza.
He says, moving his show around and putting it on against Idol didn't help it. And two other sitcoms with even lower ratings have been renewed, including Knights of Prosperity. He wants to know where the logic is in that. And then there's the new Caveman show that'll be premiering on ABC, as Don mentioned, based on the old Geico commercial.
I'd say that last three episodes.
According to Jim's also been canceled, as I mentioned. And over to NBC, Donald Trump has been fired at NBC.
Incredible!
The Apprentice not on the network's new fall schedule.
Now Rosie's laughing.
Did you see what they're doing?
There she is.
With all of the Law and Orders, that the Law and Order SUV is still going to be on its regular time.
Right.
The Law and Order that's been on the longest time is going to be on Sunday night after football season is over.
The original.
And the Law and Order that has Private Pyle in it.
Right.
That one's going to be on the USA Network. That's where the new episodes will be. And then they will rerun them on NBC.
So they're just squeezing all the money they can out of it.
Yeah. The thought was that they were going to get rid of maybe two out of the three Law and Orders. As it turns out, two of them have survived. Actually, all three have survived on NBC. Yeah.
You do have to give them credit at a certain point because, I mean, it's limitless. I mean, they come up with so much content, it's amazing.
Dick Wolf has said now he wants the first one to stay on longer than Gunsmoke. That's what he's shooting for. So he wants like 22 seasons or
big,
something.
Big,
bang, bang.
Big, 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 bigger than big, bigger than big, big, big. Big, 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 bigger than big, bigger than big, big. Big, 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 bigger than big, bigger than big, big. Bang, 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 bang.
Jerry
Orbach,
boy.
Sure, there, boy. You got the guy that played Abraham Lincoln there, boy.
Sam Waterston.
Sam Waterston, yeah, there, boy.
He's still alive, Jerry Orbach. Not, right?
No, Jerry Orbach, yeah.
Jerry Orbach donated his eye.
There it is.
The show.
He had to get it out. He had to. In fact, somehow I think we were manipulated during that whole thing. Just leading up to that.
Did the late Jerry Orbach truly donate his eye?
And they were perfect.
That is a lucky basset hound that got those eyes.
And the other thing,
dog eyes.
Law and Order will have to move on without Fred Thompson. NBC says it doesn't expect him back next season.
This was terribly exciting, Ross.
Did you hear what he said about the female head of NBC?
No.
Hold on, listen to this. Fred Thompson.
What do you say? I mean, anytime you mention the C word, you know, it causes concern.
Sure.
That's so controversial.
Anytime you mention the C word, you know, it causes concern.
Man, how's he going to run for president with that attitude?
I remember coming home once. And my father says, C's are not allowed in this house.
Wow, everybody's saying it.
Stevie Wonder.
Somebody give me a C.
Simon Cowell.
Having said that, you are with a capital C.
Wow.
You heard Oprah.
I remember coming home once, and my father says, C's are not allowed in this house. That's
Fred Thompson. Why do you favor rape?
I'm sorry, Fred Thompson.
I mean, anytime you mention the C word, you know, it causes concern.
NBC says it doesn't expect Fred Thompson back next season, but didn't give the reason out loud, didn't have to. Thompson's been making more appearances, more speeches, and more blogs as he prepares to run for president.
Yeah, I'm doing this. Got a charity due.
And by the way, a lot of TV shows, including Law & Order, are going into production early this summer so the networks can stockpile episodes before the big writer's strike in the fall.
Yeah, we're going to try to get that done, Ross. That's terribly exciting news.
Are you going to charity due?
Yeah, just a charity. Just dressing.
Where do you put that wallet in the Superman suit?
I put it in my codpiece. Thank you, Ross.
Oh, he's finally gotten a clarification from Subway Jared about the vast collection of pornography he kept in his dorm room at Indiana University.
Good.
Yes,
hey,
it is.
You know something?
What?
I had a dream last night.
Jared from Subway.
Former classmate was claiming last week that Jared not only had a lot of tapes, but rented them out from his dorm room and used the money to buy Subway sandwiches from the shop that had just opened in his building.
Oh, I remember that story, Buzz.
Jared says he could have paid for his sandwiches that way, but the truth is he says he didn't charge. It was more of a lending library, he said.
Like our own porn.
Daryl Nichols.
Yeah. Quoting Jared, looking back, I probably should have charged. And by the way, Jared says it was a McDonald's that opened downstairs in his building.
He had porn in his room.
His half,
no denial of the porn.
His half foot. With lots of extra meat.
And pepinillos.
And then I sat and really worked it.
Jared.
And I guess Social Security is not the only bubble that's about to burst. Frequent flyer miles are the airline equivalent of Social Security. And that system is also on the verge of collapse. Experts say if you have miles, you should probably use them now. Turns out the airlines have promised way more free miles than they can ever possibly deliver. Over the last 25 years, the airlines have given out more than 19 trillion frequent flyer miles, with 41 million still unredeemed. But with rising airfares, people have started using their miles. The airlines are expected to stop handing out so many credit card miles and make you fly farther to earn new miles. Mm. That brings us to the Mile High Club.
Oh. I can see you from miles.
The Mile High Club.
Miles Davis.
Oh, the Miles.
Miles O'Brien.
Oh, that's a good one.
Miles from, what's the show? Miles from Kramer. Not Kramer.
Frazier.
It was Niles.
The Green Mile. Niles, oh, that's right, Miles.
The Green Mile. The Miracle Mile. The 4-Minute Mile.
It's Miles. It's Miles. We're playing the Miles game.
Miles.
But Miles can't
walk. Five
Miles Standish.
Miles.
Oh, man.
Miles Standish.
King of the Miles, I think.
What was that?
Did I hear a spectator here at center court at Wimbledon?
Yes.
Ball boy, be quiet, please.
Okay.
I'm playing my magic against Jimmy Connors.
I understand.
5,000 miles to Graceland. I don't know. Mike, here. See, I'll give it to you. Gladly. King of the Miles.
Thank you.
King of the Miles.
Proper name, Miles, yes, King of the Miles.
Too bad you're not King of the, what was I King of today?
Niels.
Niels.
Thank you.
And King of something else, too. I forgot what it was. Queens.
The Mile High Club. Members include anyone who's had sex with a partner on an airplane in flight. A lot of people still haven't joined, and some people are hogging the lavatory with it. A couple on a British Airways flight to Jamaica had some wine and made their way into the loo together, and either nobody noticed or nobody complained. As the flight continued, so did the drinking, and 90 minutes into the flight, the couple returned to the lavatory for another go.
Whoa!
Oh, my goodness, it's like a puzzle! What is the answer to the puzzle?
This time, however, it was noisy. It even disturbed the people who were trying to watch the movie.
Oh, I'd consider that entertainment if that was going on.
When the crew refused to serve more alcohol to the couple got abusive and they got handcuffed. Quoting the guy, "We made a point of being quiet. It's not the easiest place to have sex."
What do you do with an elderly woman?
In a plane.
Ah, springtime in Colorado when the wormwood is in bloom. Wait, what? Isn't wormwood the stuff they put in absinthe? Okay. Why, yes, it is, little Billy.
Welcome to the world of Buzz.
And it's Buzz's world.
It's growing wormwood, growing wild in Eagle County, Colorado, even
wild.
Though it's really only native to the Middle East. But
wild, Buzz.
The wormwood plant looks a lot like sage, so for years in Colorado, they just ignored it. Now it's spread, and they realized that this licorice-flavored weed reportedly has hallucinogenic properties. They're concerned. Landscapers say the real trouble with the wormwood is that it's killing off plants that are native to Colorado.
And the deer are running in circles out there.
Wormwood in the news. Sylvester Stallone in Trouble Down Under. And that's our story when we come back.
Thank you, Charlie. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We're from Planet Cracker.
The Don and Mike Show. Simply Cow Keith, the Don and Mike Show.
Don't forget our website, donandmikewebsite.com. We love it. It's gorgy. We think you'll love it. If you are just tuning into the show now, probably on the audio highlights on our website today, you will not hear the debut of Pick a Pair.
Really? I thought that was a slam dunk.
I don't ever have any say into what goes up on the website, but I've got to think that...
Lady, I don't give a diddly what they call me.
Pick a Pair will not be the audio highlight today?
I don't know if it will or not. Let's get an update from Joe. Yeah. Joe, I know that Joe probably has something he would like to say about this. Joe?
Sheriff Joe.
Joe?
Pleased to be joining Mike O'Mara Thursday night at O'Mara's in Manassas for the Marine Date Auction to benefit the Purple Heart Foundation. It starts at 9 p.m. at O'Mara's Restaurant in Manassas.
Nobody could have read that better.
There you go.
You got me on that one.
I just wanted to...
You got me on that one. That's a good one.
Hi there, Charlie Elson.
Hi, Don.
How are you?
Mike. I'm well.
Pick a pair.
Pick a pair.
Thank you. I will.
You're not going
to. Sometimes, you know, sometimes he really does get me. I was sitting there ready to hear Joe ad lib.
You guys aren't going to put that on the webpage, are you?
You're picking it around.
Pick a pair.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi there, Buzz.
We've already put it up twice.
Is that a pterodactyl on your T-shirt?
It wants to, yes, it is, as a matter of fact.
Hey, I was just asking.
Another great T-shirt.
Gay.
It's a pterodactyl.
Gay.
Yeah, because dinosaurs were gay.
That's why they died out.
You hump.
Gay.
Did you just call Rob a hump?
I did.
That's why they died out.
I see.
There was no fornication.
They didn't reproduce.
If they were straight, Christian dinosaurs.
A lesson for us all.
Wow. He just called you a hump.
Oh,
Robbie.
That was great.
I know. What can you do?
With love. Sylvester Stallone pleaded guilty today to charges he brought a restricted hormone into Australia without a permit.
Meek.
Human growth hormone used for building muscle and fighting the aging process.
Keeping me young.
Yo. Customs found it in his luggage when he was in Australia to promote the latest Rocky movie.
Just keeping me young.
The 60-year-old Stallone did not have to appear in court to enter his guilty plea.
Unless they'd leave him alone.
Hey, Jackie, what's going on underneath that turban on your head?
You guys are for the birds. I don't understand why they're picking on Sly.
You got that Mad Max head underneath that turban, don't you?
Purple veins and maggots.
That Ayatollah of rock and roll thing from Mad Max?
Yeah, I don't understand why you're making such a big deal of my turban.
How's your husband?
He's a doctor. He's a good doctor. He likes pictures of me in the tub.
Oh, hot.
You
what
hump.
Do you do with an elderly woman?
Stop being such a hump, Rob.
Sorry.
Hey, Jackie Stallone.
Dinosaurs were gay.
Sylvester's mother. Also
that,
a hump.
That game was for the birds.
Sylvester faces a $22,000 fine for bringing those hormones into Australia. His lawyers call it a minor misunderstanding. You will no longer
find Whopburger on the menu at the Blue Parrot restaurant in Louisville, Kentucky.
You know,
invented by a family from Italy, it's a thick Italian sausage patty with melted Italian cheeses and a nice marinara sauce. 20 years ago, mobster James Gambino was at that restaurant complaining about the name of the sandwich. But now, the National Italian-American Foundation has come down hard on the Blue Parrot of Louisville, Kentucky.
And Opie and Anthony have been suspended.
Right.
What is the world coming to?
Well, now the Whopburger is no more. It's now on the menu as the Italian burger. Quoting one member of the family that brought us this taste sensation, I feel like there's been a death in the family.
Oh, man, that sucks.
That joke, was a dumb disc jockey. We're going to buffy a guy out of the rainforest.
What?
In doo-wop.
In doo-wop.
Woo! I said it back in the day.
Uh-huh. Pick a pear.
You know what screws up Mother's Day? Here's what screws up Mother's Day. Children. At the Golden Corral in Toledo on Sunday.
Oh, that's a good one.
A 56-year-old woman there with her family was going crazy because a kid with another family wouldn't stop screaming and crying.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
That's right. She asked the baby's mama to keep the kid quiet. When that didn't work, she screamed, "Shut up!" 15 people were involved in the brawl that ensued.
The Golden Corral.
Chairs were thrown as freely as punches.
No.
10 squad cars responded to the 911 call. 6 people got hurt. 5 were arrested.
This is not the best steak I've ever eaten.
Mother's
all
Day.
All you can fight.
All you can fight.
Mother's Day at the Golden Corral.
All you can hit.
And finally, in Dallas, a man's been arrested in Dallas for stealing $250,000 worth of Skittles. He was actually caught stealing tires from the truck that carried the Skittles. The stolen truck that was being stripped for resale.
Run!
And police say 28 pallets of the fruit candy were taken. They won't say, however, whether they were led to the crime scene by a brightly colored rainbow.
Jesus Christ, I'm rich!
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out
of time. No. No, we gotta go. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody, with a new episode. And
right!
Look for the home version. Good day to you, sir.
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 Head.
I am a hum. Calico Cat.
Oh, yeah. Bye, Sheriff Joe.
Yeah. Sheriff Joe.
Sheriff Joe.
Yippee-i-yo-ki-yay.
Hey. Sadly, those will never be played again.
That is such a shame.
No, they won't. No,
they won't. They might.
Yeah, they might.
Yeah, you know they will.
There they are.
Oh, my God, he's back.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Pick a pair.
See, they're still there.
This is the Don and Mike Show.